this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump's week-long Asia trip has taken him to Japan, where he has met with newly elected Prime Minister Sanae Takeuchi. The president predicts that she'll go down in history as one of Japan's great prime ministers. The BBC's Shima Halil in Tokyo says two leaders have signed a pair of cooperation agreements.
First, it was the implementation of the agreement toward a new golden age for the U.S.-Japan alliance. And this agreement, which has been described in the document as a great deal, all caps, will help both countries to strengthen economic security, promote economic growth. And then we also know that Takeuchi and Trump signed a document of cooperation over critical mineral supplies. Again, a very crucial point between the two countries, given the tight spots that many countries are in, including the United States, because of the restrictions on exports from China.
Hurricane Melissa closing in on Jamaica. Landfall just around the corner.
Melissa is a powerful and dangerous Category 5 storm. It could be the strongest hurricane to hit the island since record-keeping began in 1851.
I have gotten so many calls, and I have been on my knees in prayer.
Jamaican Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the people there are preparing for the hardship ahead.
Correspondent Ed Donahue says Melissa could slam the island with winds exceeding 170 miles per hour. A storm surge of up to 13 feet possible, along with more than 3 feet of rain. Day 28 of the government shutdown, no end in sight. As of now, no plan for another Senate vote on a Republican bill to end the shutdown. Amazon planning big layoffs, lay off as many as 30,000 of its corporate employees. The Dodgers lead the World Series 2-1 with last night's 6-5 victory over Toronto. Game 4 tonight in Los Angeles. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 12 points, and NASDAQ futures 9 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, this is a message you really need to hear. In just the last 2 years, the price of one troy ounce of silver has more than doubled, up over 100%, and silver is now poised for major gains in the months ahead. Call Advantage Gold at 800-741-GOLD to learn how to convert a portion of your retirement assets into physical silver and position yourself for the next wave of growth in precious metals. It's not too late to leverage the power of silver to help secure your financial future. With the devaluation of the U.S. dollar and volatility in the stock market, silver continues to be a safe haven asset that investors trust. When you call 800-741-GOLD, you'll get your free precious metals rollover guide, plus a copy of former IMF chairman Ken Rogoff's book, Our Dollar, Your Problem. The time is now to consider adding silver into the mix to protect your retirement. Call Advantage Gold at 800-741-4653. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call 800-741-GOLD.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company. It's 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
And actually fairly quiet early this morning. That's good news. The Beltway, we're looking at you live here right at I-70, and the pace is good. Heading down towards Route 40, Parkville side still clear. JFX very quiet. Both the tunnels with the lanes open. Only one wreck in the city, and that happened about 20 minutes ago. Northeast side heads up Moravia Road at Manasota Avenue, and there was some local road blockage there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly cloudy and cool today. Also windy with winds gusting up to 20 miles an hour. A stray shower possible. Mostly cloudy tonight too, with lows falling into the breezy mid-40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
42 degrees in Boley's Quarters, 39 in Randallstown. At 6:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Howard County has confirmed that there was a 2.5 magnitude earthquake in the Columbia Savage area on Monday afternoon. According to the U.S. Geological Survey, the earthquake happened just after 5:15 at a depth of around 7.5 kilometers. The quake was felt in parts of Anne Arundel, Baltimore, and Montgomery counties, along with Baltimore City. So far, Howard County has not received reports of damage or injuries, but officials continue to survey for any potential issues. And city police are investigating a Monday afternoon shooting in southwest Baltimore. Officers were called to the 1500 block of Ramsey Street at around 2:30 for a report of a shooting, and they found a man with a gunshot wound at the location. Medics took the victim to a hospital for treatment, and his injury is said to be non-life-threatening. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 746, the pick 4, 6186. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Comcast Business can help turn your small business into a connected, secure, modern business. It's how retailers become constantly connecting must-visit shops. How restaurants become reliably up and running neighborhood favorites. How healthcare offices become the data protecting caregivers that we all depend on. And how wealth management firms become cyber securing guardians of your information. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, and Wi-Fi backup, your business can stay connected and get threat ready with Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Get started with our reliable business internet. Plus, stay connected when you add Wi-Fi backup for just $35 a month and ask about a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Call today. Restrictions apply. Wireless Connect requires business internet for additional monthly charge. Taxes and other fees extra. Prepaid card offer ends 11/16/25.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
605 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. And the Fall Classic was indeed that last night in Los Angeles.
50 in Los Angeles. Freeman sends a fly ball to center field. Harshaw's going back before the catch. Freeman has ended it. It's a leaping hero with the last word on a Game 3 classic.
Well, indeed it was. Joe Davis had the call on Fox, working overtime, 18 innings to be exact, as the Dodgers on the Freddie Freeman walk-off beat the Blue Jays 6-5 last night to take a 2-1 series lead. The game took 6 hours, 39 minutes. It ended at 2:50 a.m. Eastern time with 19 pitchers throwing 609 pitches, leaving a total of 37 men on base. After the game, here's Freeman, who's now done this 2 years in a row.
To have it happen again a year later, to hit another walk-off, it's kind of amazing, crazy, and I'm just glad we won, and we're up 2-1, and we got our Shohei on the mound tomorrow.
And yes, Game 4 is tonight. They'll be back at it as scheduled, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. The Orioles' search for a new manager is officially over. The Birds finalizing a deal yesterday to hire Guardians associate manager Craig Albernaz as its skipper. Albernaz turns 43 on Thursday and has spent the past 2 seasons on the Guardians coaching staff. A press conference is scheduled at Camden Yards for 1 week from today to formally introduce Craig Albernaz as the 21st manager in Oriole history. Coming up in 30 minutes, it'll be a homecoming Thursday night for Lamar. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
We're not gonna take it. No, we ain't gonna take it. Oh, we're not gonna take it anymore.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is Tuesday, October the 28th, 2025. I'm Sean Casey. Coming up on the program here today, the MPRP landowners decrying their Second Amendment rights are being violated by PSEG and by Maryland courts. Get into that. Day 28 of the Schumer shutdown. And when do you hear there's a breakdown of groups on food stamps. You may or may not be shocked by this, but it was rather revealing. But yesterday there was a Brandon convention in Baltimore City. All sorts of Brandons. Brandon Johnson, the commie mayor from Chicago. Brandon Scott, the wannabe commie mayor of Baltimore. Where was Brandon himself? Well, he was speaking.
Real Brandon, please stand up.
Yeah. Well, let's go, Brandon. He was talking, but he wasn't in Baltimore yesterday. So we'll get to them in just a second. But the Chicago mayor participating in a roundtable discussion here in the city as both cities continue to try to grapple with crime. And Brandon Johnson, the communist mayor of Chicago, said that his city is working to expand programs similar to Baltimore's Safe Streets. I think if I'm not mistaken, we basically got the group violent reduction strategy from Chicago. Okay? And it's worked so well in Chicago, hasn't it?
No, I want to go there right now.
Exactly. During the event, Johnson heard from a bunch of these folks in Baltimore, like representatives from Peace and ROCA, hospitals, etc. But the big question here was safe streets. That's the mayor's signature. His little army of convicted felons, ex-felons, maybe even current felons that are trying to reduce crime in the streets.
We showcase safe streets so much, Dave, that we went to lift up some of the other folks.
Yeah, usually they're lifting them off of the pavement where they've been shot and killed. But who gets credit, really, for all of this is... back in late 22, it was Eric Barron, then U.S. Attorney, that said they were going to use an Al Capone-like strategy to go after the violent repeat trigger pullers. So he led the way. He lit the torch. And then Ivan Bates took office in January of 23, replacing Marilyn Mosby. Had no clue what she was doing. She tolerated all of these, nuisance crimes, etc. And so Bates says, really, GVRS is just a small part of the equation, but it really is what Barron and Bates did, that is, put the violent reduction stats on the map.
2,500 people, 2,600, 25, round it off, are now no longer on the streets shooting, robbing, and killing individuals. Of those 25 or 2,600 individuals, 201 of them were GVRS cases. And what does that mean? That means that GVRS is working, but it's not the largest part.
No, barely. Less than 10%. Brandon Johnson should have sat down with Ivan Bates and the former U.S. attorney yesterday, but he was out there crowing about Chicago's alleged safest summer since the 60s.
What motivates me, though, in this moment is that it's not just the results that we are experiencing in Chicago. Again, the safest summer in 60 years. The hope is that as this work continues to drive our approach to community safety in Baltimore and Chicago, that others see it the way we are experiencing it. What I got out of this conversation is that we're right. We're right.
Yeah, we're right, he says. We're right. Now, I have to look up the numbers. I know they have 350-some homicides. I don't know how many over the summer. But what happens here is the numbers were so bad in the summer of 23 and before that any reduction, you could probably say, was the safest summer since the 60s. So there you have it. Chicago is the National Guard is poised to go in there. Baltimore at some point may get it. But you have two of the most clueless individuals when it comes to fighting crime. Two Brandons from Chicago and from Baltimore yesterday comparing notes. Your thoughts, 410-922-6680, 613. Traffic and weather on the threes now with the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
We made the early ride to Annapolis, and so far so good. Three lanes westbound, two eastbound at the Bay Bridge, and then everybody in between is okay from Sandy Point over to Ritchie Highway, the Severn River Bridge, and towards I-97. Of course, later on we'll get the backup at I-97 at Route 32, and right now we're fine. UW Parkway, pretty active already, south to Arundel Mills and coming north from Powder Mill Road with the lanes open. Capitol Beltway, no issues, but already this morning, pretty heavy on the outer loop from New Hampshire Avenue to 29, and then around to the Mormon Temple, standby one. And in the meantime, we're doing okay on the JFX. Lanes are open. No tractor trailers so far involved anywhere. That's very good news. We don't need that again today. Everybody's clear. Park Heights Avenue, Parkville side looks good. The west side is filled in just a bit between I-70 and the ramps at Route 40 West. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy, cooler today, upper 50s with winds up to 20 miles per hour. And then tonight, overnight, breezy, mid-40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, but rain arrives later in the day. Right now, mostly cloudy, 39 in Columbia, 46 in Annapolis. Time for some one-liner news. Former Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and singer Katy Perry have made it official. They are now dating. First public appearance together as a couple.
Aww.
Katy allegedly sang, "I kissed a girly boy and liked it."
Trudeau and then Macron.
Macron. President Trump confirmed he received an MRI during his last visit to Walter Reed Medical Center. Said it was perfect. And the president said he scored a 10 on the health scale of Joe Biden to 10. During a rare public speech on Sunday, former President Joe Biden says America going through dark days. Apparently, he forgot to take his sunglasses off.
That helps those flippy things.
We'll hear from that Brandon coming up in just a second. New study out shows that sleeping with the nightlight is linked to a 42% higher risk of heart attack compared to if you just sleep in total darkness.
That small of a thing makes that much of a difference?
Apparently. Chuck's nightlight is when he sleeps with the refrigerator door open.
It's nice. What I do is I put on reruns of this show.
You see the new Samsung refrigerators? They're smart refrigerators. They play ads on the door, front door of the refrigerator.
No.
It's exactly what I want when I go to the... But, you know, they think about it. Here is a... But what, are you going to go out and buy something at that moment? Or maybe you're just reminding you what you have in the fridge? Because I forget half the time what's in the fridge.
Technology knows too much.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And a big sign comes up at the bottom and says, "Hey, fat ass, get out."
Close the door!
Hey, knock it off. All right, there was a quake in Columbia.
Right.
Did you feel it?
2.5, wasn't it?
I'm not in Columbia. I mean, I'm kind of near the Harford County line.
Right. Some people in the city felt it, and I guess residents of Howard County. 2.5 is not that. I mean, it's enough to feel if you're in that vicinity, but I would just wonder how many people in our listening audience felt the earthquake. The tembler, as they say. Hey, Halloween is coming up this Friday.
This is Halloween, 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 Halloween.
All right, one of the scariest cities, the best cities to celebrate Halloween in. Any ideas?
Salem, Massachusetts.
That's a great guess.
I'd say Baltimore.
Did not make the top one. Baltimore's number 77. Yeah, you got stuff like...
Edgar Allan Poe and all that.
Edgar Allan Poe and, of course, dodging bullets on a regular basis.
Yeah, that's scary enough.
Very scary education system. Sinkholes. 695.
Right. You know,
very scary stuff. New York, number one. Jersey City, number two. L.A., followed by Chicago and Vegas. D.C. was 15. Tampa, number 28. Yeah.
And apparently, that's in how many?
Some guy in Brooksville dressed as a one-eyed buccaneer has been terrorizing the neighbors.
Wreaking havoc.
He's wearing that feather.
I still have my Bucko Bruce helmet.
Bucko Bruce, that was it. Yes. Bucko Bruce.
I have a Bucko Bruce helmet phone that I still have.
Does it work?
Yeah, still works.
Wow. And you have it displayed prominently in your house?
Yeah, I have it sitting right over here.
Well.
It's not working right now. I mean, I don't have it plugged in.
Unless you're in the house this morning or you're at work or in the studio.
I think I am.
Well, I don't know. You said I was saying you. So you took Bucko Bruce to the studio?
Yes.
Is Bucko Bruce your companion?
I talk to it.
Does it talk back?
Yeah, I was just going to ask that.
Does it talk back?
You know?
Never mind. I don't think we want to know.
No. He's my confidant.
It's better left unsaid, something.
Listen, it could be worse. We could be in Jamaica this morning.
Yes, we could. Do you remember that one? Jeez.
Oh, my God.
That was a crazy time.
165-mile-an-hour winds.
Yeah. And then that looks like it could hit Turks and Caicos as well.
And
Cuba.
And Bermuda again.
Yeah, that's a nasty storm. It's a Cat 5.
Yeah.
And they rarely make...
Just about ready to come on shore.
Yeah, they rarely make landfall. So, I mean, this is going to be a devastating storm, especially for those low-lying areas. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. 6:20. If you want to react to the Brandons, both Johnson and Scott. By the way, Brandon Johnson, listen to this. On Saturday, he was asked questions about illegal aliens in his city. And he says, it's racist to say illegal aliens. Brandon Johnson said, if we refer to undocumented individuals as illegal aliens, then we should also call all black people slaves. He said, we don't have illegal aliens. I don't know if that's from some sort of sci-fi message that you wish you've had. End of quote. Well, number one, illegal aliens is the exact term that's used in all of our legal doctrines and laws. Okay? There's resident alien, there's illegal alien, so that's the law. Number two, slaves were freed by the Emancipation Proclamation, so they're no longer slaves. Illegal aliens will always be illegal aliens, but again, he was dumb enough to come to Baltimore to consult Brandon Scott.
That's
so
terrifying.
What does that say about that, huh? 620, 20 minutes after the hour, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680, our number. You can email us, am680@WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at renovation.real estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Are you looking for weekly updates about the economy, the stock market, or hearing about wealth planning topics? If so, tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9:20 a.m. for the Morning Market Flash, featuring Tim Herb, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor at RBC Wealth Management. For immediate questions, call us at 855-360-VIEW. That's 855-360-VIEW. RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC, registered investment advisor and member, NYSE FINRA SIPC.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
It's time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com.
Six twenty-two, 22 minutes after the hour, the latest motion picture, soundtrack, movie, whatever the woke left is going after. According to Marty, he just emailed this to me, is Grease. You know, the one starring John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John. I loved Olivia Newton-John. I thought she had a wonderful voice. But Travolta's still with us. She is not. Grease is racist, rapey, homophobic, and slut-shaming. And should never be shown. Sounds like a weekend at Chuck's. Should never be shown on TV again, say the woke snowflakes. So now they're picking
they're
on.
They're just looking for this stuff. They're going back to 1978 just to find something to cry about.
Yeah. I remember playing. I was in music radio then. I was playing the soundtrack from Grease.
Like,
you know, Frankie Valli with the theme song. Yeah, that was at 100 KHI in Ocean City.
Ocean City's finest.
Yeah. There you go.
Back in the day, folks. Grease now.
Lane Jernigan.
<It's> it. Lane came after. I signed that station on. I played Baker Street 17 times because the
Jerry
transmitter
Rafferty.
Kept burping. It would shut off.
So they were queuing up a record?
You can never hear Baker Street again the same way after that.
By the way, let it be known, I never disparage any working girls.
All right, Chuck.
Thank you.
I don't want to go there. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, with the update, here's Lug Nuts Johnson.
I always remind them, says your motto is, if you were the only girl in the world, you could name your own price.
Walmart.
He's not going to let it go.
No, you brought it up while I was sitting here minding my own business, so I had to retort, you know. Southbound 395. Looks like to me this might be a broken down vehicle right at the ramp before you join in to 95. So you'll see it. There's plenty of room to get around it. Not a big deal at this point. Both the tunnels are still running okay with the lanes open, and we see pretty clear right now, both on 95 and 895 with the traffic just starting to build. Coming south on 895 from Eastern Avenue and into the Old Harbor Tunnel. JFX, good right now from Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Mostly cloudy, cool today. Upper 50s. Winds up to 20 miles an hour. Breezy in mid-40s tonight. And right now, mostly cloudy, 38 in Ellicott City. And it is 57 in Ocean City. Nice. And all 20-degree difference there. So we're talking about the two Brandons meeting yesterday. And Brandon Scott taking all the credit. It's all about him. All about Safe Streets. Never mind that Safe Streets has been raided before. They found illegal guns, ammunition, drugs, convicted felons, etc. Most of the Safe Street places are shut down. This is, again, just it's Brandon's little army and volunteers. But I will say this. If you're going to hold a crime roundtable in Baltimore City, don't you think it would be imperative to have Ivan Bates there? Because after he came on board, there was a drop of 150 homicides in the murder rate. Safe Streets was there before Ivan Bates. Safe Streets was there before U.S. Attorney Eric Barron. How come it wasn't working then? And now all of a sudden, he says Safe Streets is working. I think this, we're calling this the Monzi Ponzi. Because it's a scam. Just like Ponzi is a scheme, this is also a scheme. And it's obviously not working. But if Brandon Johnson wants to take tips from Brandon Scott, well, good luck with that. There was another Brandon. The old Let's Go Brandon was back at it today. And boy, did we dodge a bullet. Here he is once again, the great uniter, as many people called him. Chairman Joe was back for more with another bite at the cake.
Friends, I can't sugarcoat any of this. These are dark days. But we're one of the only countries in the world that time and again has come out of every crisis we face stronger than we were in that crisis. Everyone. And after half a century of watching this, sometimes move to the brink before finding our true compass again, I still believe we'll emerge, as we always have, stronger, wiser, more resilient, more just.
There it comes.
So long as we keep the faith, remember who in God's name we are.
Yeah. Oh, you might have trouble with that, Joe.
Yeah, a lot.
Remembering who you are on a regular basis. Boy, do we dodge a bullet between him and Kamala Harris. The dark days are in the Democrat Party. The dark days have been taken over by communists, socialists, radical Islamic fundamentalists, people that think boys are women and vice versa.
Interchangeable.
And it is just unbelievable what we have going on in the Democratic Party these days. I mean, the Democratic Party is shot. I mean, I think they're in a death spiral. But there's it, Chairman Joe, definitely, you know, desperately trying to remain relevant to his party and to the nation. But once again, he wants you to think he's able to still fight at this stage of his life.
Well, over 50 years in elected public life, this is the worst I've seen it. It's time to get reengaged. It's time to act, to fight like hell. There's no time to give up. It's time to get up. Get up now. Get up.
Was he talking to himself?
Get up, up. Get up. Off
get
the
up.
Lawn chair.
Get up, up. Fight like hell. Get out of the basement. Gee, I think that's a mistake. Whoever invited him to speak yesterday, it's just more of the same. And every time he goes out there, and the same for Kamala Harris, every time she opens her mouth, it reminds us just how bad they were. And your own party kicked you to the curb, Joe. Those were the dark days.
He just has to be in the limelight. He has to.
Yeah, they took him. They made Kamala Harris a presidential candidate without a single vote. By the way, the House Oversight Committee yesterday published its final report on its investigation into the Biden regime's use of the auto pen, concluding that at least some of his executive orders were invalid. And now they're calling on the DOJ to investigate. Earlier this year, they had launched a probe. And then yesterday, of course, they're not saying the committee's final report proves many of President Biden's auto pens orders were, in fact, invalid. They're not telling us which ones are invalid, like, for instance, pardons or executive orders. They're going to let that up to the to the Justice Department to figure that out and to see. But, you know, that raises an interesting question. If it was not signed actually by the president, by AutoPen, and that would render it null and void. And so if anybody that was pardoned by that would have to be, tracked down and then resentenced or reincarcerated again. And the big question is what happens to his executive orders? Now, I do think most of the legislative bills that he signed were actually signed by him and by Penn, because they always have signing ceremonies. You never see Otto Penn's sign actual bills, you know, like the Inflation Reduction Act, which was the Green Raw Deal. But there you have it. The people knew that he was in mental decline, in spite of what Corinne Jean-Pierre, you know, says or suggests. And they took advantage of that. They took advantage of his mental state to push forward their agenda of open borders and to get this Green Raw Deal in and many other things as well. All right, coming up next, day 28 of the Schumer shutdown. Wait to hear the breakdown of those on food stamps. 6:30 time for the latest news headlines once again. Here's Maggie Hunter.
Good morning. Thanks. Mayor Brandon Scott hosted Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson Monday to discuss public safety strategies. In addition to discussing violence reduction efforts, the mayor spoke of the successes their cities have had. Baltimore has 50 fewer murders now than it did at this time last year, and Chicago's summer was the safest since 1965. Mayor Scott says the city's violence reduction works because of the public health approach, community engagement, and interagency coordination. Chicago's mayor says his city is taking the same approach to build safe and affordable communities. In addition to the mayor's, representatives from Monsey, Shock Trauma, Roca, and the Peace Team took part in the roundtable. The Maryland Department of Human Services will no longer use hotels to house minors in foster care. The change comes after the suicide of 16-year-old Kenia Ward, who was in the custody of the state at a Baltimore residence inn at the time of her death. The teen was staying in the hotel with a caregiver under the contract to the DHS. On Monday, the DHS released new guidance saying that all minors staying in hotels will be moved to a placement appropriate to their needs by November 24th. There are more than 3,700 minors in out-of-home care in Maryland, and six are staying in hotels. That's down from 41 in January of 2023. The DHS says it is committed to ending the case of inappropriate stays for all children in its care. And police will be monitoring registered sex offenders who are not allowed to have contact with children this Halloween. A no-contact order prevents the offenders from distributing candy or interacting with trick-or-treaters, and that accounts for around 10% of registered sex offenders in the county. Officers in marked and unmarked vehicles will be patrolling the homes of the no-contact offenders in coordination with parole and probation agents. 6:32 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes coming up next.
Cold weather will be here before you know it. At the same time, power outages are on the rise. So here's an important question. If the power goes out when it's really cold, do you have a way to stay warm? If not, you've got to check out the Vesta off-grid space heater from My Patriot Supply. It's a compact, portable space heater that doesn't use electricity. It runs on something called canned heat, which is an indoor safe fuel. It's completely off-grid, and it can heat up a 200-square-foot room in a matter of minutes. With a Vesta stashed in your closet, you can rest easy, knowing you and your family will stay warm, even if the power goes out. Plus, it doubles as a stove to boil water or cook food without electricity or propane. The best part is, you can get a Vesta and a bunch of other free gifts when you order the Winter Prep Special from My Patriot Supply. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com to see everything included. This offer won't last long, and neither will this nice fall weather. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
If you're on the western side of the city, Franklin Street, Franklintown Road, there's a new report of an accident there. City police are on the scene. There's going to be a brief delay at that point. We're still okay. Nothing major at the Harbor Tunnels. A little more traffic now. 95 around O'Donnell Street. 895 starting to build coming south of the bridge at Eastern Avenue. But with all the lanes open, and now we're starting to fill in on the west side outer loop. Be on the lookout for the brake lights now anywhere between Liberty Road, I-70, and down through the ramps at Route 40 West. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly cloudy and cool today. Also windy with winds gusting up to 20 miles an hour. A stray shower possible. Mostly cloudy tonight too with lows falling into the breezy mid-40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now,
Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Well, the World Series last night took an historic turn as 19 pitchers trudged to the mound in an 18-inning classic that didn't end until the wee hours of the morning.
11:50 in Los Angeles. Freeman sends a fly ball to center field. Varsho's going back.
Joe Davis had the call on Fox, and yes, indeed, Freddie Freeman does it again. His seventh career World Series home run, his second walk-off in 2 years, as the Dodgers take a major step towards another World Series title. 6-5 was the final in 18 innings last night and this morning over the Blue Jays. Post-game reaction, first from Dodgers manager Dave Roberts.
Yeah, it's one of the greatest World Series games of all time. Emotional. I'm spent emotionally. We got a ball game later tonight, which is crazy.
And Shohei making history last night. Two home runs, two doubles, five intentional walks, reaching base a World Series record 9 times in a single game, if you can believe that. The walk-off hero says he's one of a kind.
He's a unicorn. It's just, there's no more adjectives you can describe Shohei. It's 4-for-4, 5 walks.
And by the way, Ohtani's second walk-off home run was a game-tying solo shot off former Orioles Sir Anthony Dominguez in the 7th. And another, by the way, Shohei will be on the mound tonight at 8 p.m. when the Dodgers try to take a 3-1 lead. New Orioles manager Craig Albernaz will be officially introduced as the 21st manager in Oriole history 1 week from today in a press conference at Camden Yards. But in the meantime, the former Guardians associate head coach getting rave reviews from the national media. Here's MLB Network insider John Hyman on the hiring.
Yeah, I mean, they interviewed a number of people. Albernaz is getting all great reviews from everyone. People love what the Guardians do. They overachieve every year. This guy is a great communicator from everything that you hear. Very smart, great baseball knowledge.
Hopefully he can bring that to Baltimore in 2026. Meanwhile, in Owings Mills yesterday, the Ravens opened up their short week of practice to the media with head coach John Harbaugh's continued praise for his coaching staff.
Thought the play callers in all three phases did a great job. Really proud of those guys. The game plans were excellent, and then the execution was really good, and the physicality was excellent. So,
and meanwhile, Harbaugh also expressing his confidence in Lamar that he would play on Thursday night, and if he does, it will be a homecoming for Jackson, who grew up about 25 miles away from Hard Rock Stadium. Last night in the NFL, Kansas City closed out the Week 8 in the NFL with a 28-7 win over the Commanders. The time now is 6:37. When we return, it was a game for the ages.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
You could have watched the end of that game last night when you woke up this morning, Sean.
Exactly. In fact, I was just getting in the shower this morning when the game ended. I didn't know. I forgot to turn the television on. I thought it already had taken place.
That is just crazy. Thank God, by the way, because in the regular season, they put the runner on second base automatically.
Right.
Thank God they don't do that.
Yeah.
Because this was drama last night. 609 pitches were thrown. 37 men were left on base, and the Dodgers win it. It was just, it is.
And what about the performance of Shohei Ohtani?
I mean, it's just unbelievable. Two doubles, two homers. First player with 4 extra base hits in a World Series game in 119 years.
The Fall Classic. That's why they call it the Fall Classic. And Freddie Freeman now, Mr. October? Is he Mr. Walk-Off?
I think he's replaced Reggie Jackson.
He might have.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
He is this generation's Reggie Jackson. I wonder what Reggie has to say about it.
That'd be a good question to ask him.
My goodness.
All right, Gary, thanks so much.
Good
appreciate
stuff.
That. 6:38, 22 minutes now before the hour, 7 o'clock. Maybe one of these days the Black and Orange will get back into the World Series. Love to see it. Hey, I have to give credit to the Republicans, because they actually have done something smart for once in their political careers. Yes, I know it's unusual, but Senate Minority Leader John Thune
saying, and here's the strategy. Before, of course, it was all about, you know, people not eating and the shutdown and so on and so forth, the food stamps. But the Republicans have kind of basically navigated the discussion into who they're not paying. Okay, meaning military, first responders, air traffic controllers. And I think that pivot has put a lot of pressure on the left, including Washington, D.C.'s biggest union, the collective, the American Federation of Government Employees, just told the Democrats to end it. End the Schumer shutdown. And it's because that the these people are not getting paid. And I think the Republicans now, the way they're framing it, it actually makes sense. And it's actually getting them more of the approval ratings than the Democrats are getting more of the blame. John Thune says the Democrats are doing nothing here but playing games.
They are playing a game, and these demands that they have, the $1.5 trillion in new spending, the free health care for non-citizens, the list of things goes on and on. It's just not serious. It's not realistic, and they know it.
Yeah, and the game is $1.5 trillion more in spending, illegal alien health care benefits, et cetera. And Thune says the Democrats really painted themselves into a corner which is indefensible.
This would pay the people who are working. So think military and Capitol Police and, like I said, Border Patrol, and all these different folks who are actually doing the job right now and not getting paid. Democrats block voted against it. This is an indefensible position for them.
Yeah. And now that SNAP is running out of money, Democrats are angry that illegal aliens are no longer qualifying for these SNAP benefits as well as health care. And Thune and the Republicans are framing it as this isn't about people not getting, like the health care for illegals and the food stamps for illegals. This is about paying people that are out there doing their jobs.
The flight delays, ATC problems, air traffic controllers in addition to TSA, Border Patrol, Capitol Police isn't getting paid. The troops aren't going to be getting paid.
And but the people are getting paid in food stamps. It's just amazing. I think what this Schumer shutdown has done, it has awakened the public about how many people, for instance, 1 in 9, about 700,000 here in Maryland, are collecting food stamps. It's 1 in 8 in the entire country. I mean, now think about it. We've got it now broken down by ethnicity. Here, the food stamp distribution. And here are the top 5 food stamp recipients. You ready? 45.6% are Afghan. Remember all the Afghan refugees that were brought in? 42.4% are Somali on food stamps. 34.8% are Iraqi. 34.4% Dominican. And 28.2% are Caribbean or Caribbean. So those are the top 5 U.S. households receiving the SNAP benefits, that supplemental nutritional program, assistance program. So if it's supplemental, I had a listener that sent me an email last night questioning, well, if that's supplemental, what is their primary source of food if this is supplemental?
Good question.
Yeah, it's a great question. So now the bottom 5. And starting with Indian population, Far East Indian, not Native American. Native Americans are up there in the top 10. But the Far East Indian population, only 4% collect food stamps. Italians, 7.6%. White folk or Caucasians, 8.6%. Chinese, 9.6%, and Filipino, 9.8%. So those are the bottom 5, under double digits. Afghan, Somali, Iraqi, Dominican, and Caribbean are all well over 28% of the food stamp program. Yeah, and there's a lot more there. I just did the top 5 and the bottom 5. 6:43, time for traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, the update now with the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
On the west side, outer loop is filled in just a bit. We're almost back to the ramp at 795 now. So that's the usual delay. It's going to slow from there down through I-70, Route 40, and then it gets better eventually down the hill towards the ramps at Frederick Road and 95 Parkville side, beginning just a slow right now on the outer loop at Hartford Road. And again, that's the beginning of that delay so far this morning. No complaints on the Beltway, where it had the big wreck yesterday at Park Heights Avenue. This morning we're clear, Park Heights Avenue, Green Spring, and then over to the JFX. At this point, we're a little bit more than a 5 to 7 minute delay, so not bad, with the traffic now building southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 weather authority forecast, mostly cloudy, cool today, upper 50s, winds up to 20 miles an hour, breezy, mid 40s tonight, with some rain maybe tomorrow later in the day. And right now it's cloudy, 44 in Pasadena, 40 in Parkville. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name of Butterball Johnson.
I just scared myself.
Today is National Chocolate Day. Do you have a favorite chocolate, Maggie?
Dark chocolate of any kind.
Dark chocolate of any kind.
Bring it on.
Because I know I see you on regularly with Goldberg's peanut chews.
Well, Farlow always gives them to me.
Oh, okay.
So I mean.
But you don't consume them?
Of course I do.
You do consume them. Well, that's dark chocolate.
It is.
Yeah, okay.
But I'd rather just have a big old, hey, beggars can't be choosers.
A big old what?
A chocolate bar.
Yes, okay. Make sure we...
Excuse me?
Yeah, got that.
Excuse you.
Clarified. Chuck, do you have a favorite chocolate?
Lindt.
Lindt chocolate. Yeah, that's good stuff. Some people like the Godiva. The Lindt's white chocolate truffles are amazing.
I like Godiva when she rode by.
Yes, indeed, on horseback.
Yes.
Yeah.
How rude.
Chocolat. Yeah, anything dark chocolate is good good for me. I love dark chocolate as well. It's actually healthy for you. Just a little bit. You don't want to eat a whole bar. Just like a little piece each day is really good. A lot of antioxidants.
Antioxidant. It's still early. What keeps the depression away or helps elevate something.
Yeah, there's something in there.
Keeps the blues away.
Yeah.
Yep.
People know that, you know, milk chocolate or dark chocolate. All right, Chick-fil-A, ready for this? They're testing their first ever 24-hour vending machine.
Hmm.
How about that?
Wow.
The vending machine will offer grab-and-go items, something that Chuck is usually familiar with at the closing time.
Didn't you get in trouble for that? Oh, no.
Yeah. The Chick-fil-A Cool Wrap, the Southwest Veggie Wrap, and the two waffle potato chip flavors. You know, they're making the Chick-fil-A waffle fries in potato chip form.
Where are they going to put these machines?
How can it keep...
I guess, maybe in food courts and food vending areas. I don't know if individual businesses, I don't know what they're going to cost. I mean, it's a pretty big machine. It makes the other vending machines in your place look pale in comparison. It's like double the size.
Are they stale or what?
That's what I was going to ask. How do they keep them fresh, hot?
I think it would be refrigerated, and then they would, at some point, you would then take it, and then they would heat it up for you in a microwave or some sort of thermal warming process. Yeah, exactly. And Mr. Pibb is making a comeback.
Mr. Pibb.
Yeah. Mr. Pibb was the, I think, the cheap version. It was Coca-Cola put that out.
Right.
Dr. Pepper was still the best.
Cherry.
But Mr. Pibb was like the Dr. Pepper knockoff. But it is coming back. So it was really hot in the 1990s. So there's Mr. Pibb, and Mr. Pibb Zero Sugar will be available soon on the store shelf near you. And finally, McDonald's just dropped one of its exciting McFlurry flavors. They have the new Pop Rocks inspired McFlurry. So those are the things that you put in your mouth. And
it explodes.
Yeah, I think. Maggie, I would defer to you on that. Samuel Adams, one of the pioneers of craft beer, unveiled his Utopias 2025. Sam Adams beer. Now, listen to this. 30% alcoholic content.
Holy
shit. That would be good.
30%. Some IPAs, like Dogfish and other, I think they're like 12, maybe 15%.
Yeah, 12 is usually the...
But this is 30%. Like 30%, and in some states you can't, because of the laws, you can't even buy it.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's, I'm not sure about Maryland. I know it's illegal in 15 states, including Vermont and New Hampshire. It may be also illegal in Maryland, because there are certain alcoholic content, for spirits and for...
That? I mean, one in
won't be good, you're totaled.
Yeah, well, 30% alcoholic beverage content is what, 60 proof?
Oh, well, I mean... And that's just a regular can of your beverage,
yeah.
Like a tall boy, whatever. Wow.
Limited edition beer. Ready for this? Retail price, $240.
Mm.
I don't know whether that's per beer, per six-pack, per keg, or what. We have to look that up. But
let's ask Kurt in Edgewater. He probably knows.
He's got it on subscription order already. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple, 6:48, 12 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. But there you have it now, of course. So do you think the Republic? I think this is not going to last till Thanksgiving. I do think this is a big move that the American Federation of Government Employees have now told the Democrats. Senator Dick Durbin out there saying that's a pretty big deal when the unions are telling you, end it. Because they're hearing from their rank and file. And so that means that the Democrats, I think, are going to have to come to the table. I credit President Trump and the Republicans for staying strong and not caving like they normally do. They normally collapse like a cheap tent.
Mm-hmm.
And so right now it's Speaker Johnson, Leader Thune, and President Trump. Probably because President Trump is telling him don't budge an inch. Because he's not giving in. He's not going to give in on the health care for illegal aliens. He's not going to give on food stamps for illegal aliens. They should get no benefits whatsoever.
Nope,
they're in this country illegally.
So
out you go. Every single one of you that came in this country illegally, you get nothing except the front door. Or go out the back door if you want. Because that's the way you came in. So the other is, if you have applied legally to come in, sure.
Sure, welcome.
We welcome immigrants of all shapes and sizes and ethnicities. But if you're going to violate our laws and break into our country, you deserve squat. 6:50, 10 before the hour of 7 o'clock. Up next, landowners are upset over the PSEG and their latest motion to squash your hunting rights on your own property. You're listening to Casey and Company.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
Finding assisted living is tricky enough without someone trying to trick you. That's why at Lorien, they don't tell you one thing on the tour, then something else after you move in. They tell you exactly what to expect, from their transparent pricing to their robust available medical care with a licensed nurse on site 24 hours a day. Lorien was Maryland's first assisted living location over 45 years ago, and they strive to be Maryland's most reassuring now. Their pricing calculator provides a great start. Try it online at LorienMakesSense.com.
Selling with Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty, is simple. Receive an upfront written guarantee to sell your home for 100% of your asking price, or Vinny Steele will pay you the difference. Call, text, or visit VinnySteele.com today.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Can't wait to see who the new Bond is going to be. But I have severe doubts it's going to be the macho, womanizing, hard-fighting, drinking James Bond. Because Amazon now controls the rights to the Bond flicks. One of my all-time favorites. I just love Bond movies on. I'm mesmerized.
Oh, yeah.
I just stop in my tracks.
Who was your favorite? Mine was Roger Moore.
Sean Connery. Sean Connery was the original James Bond. He was, but I thought Daniel Craig did a pretty good job of being as ruthless as Sean Connery. But he did have a soft spot. He fell in love, and that's what it took his eye off the ball, so to speak. But Sean Connery was the absolute best, and he was a great James Bond. Not sure who's the next one going to be.
Don't change that image. It's what we all grew up with.
Who knows? There was talk about a Jane Bond, but I think they've now abandoned that. 6:53 traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
Then there was a bail bond.
Right.
I remember him.
And there's Gold Bond, which you're familiar with.
Gold Bond for your toes. You know.
Oh, dear.
Your feeties stink.
Yeah.
All right, Agent, my fast is up for
Agent 00 Chafe. is with us again.
Mike Fast is going to be filming in Jamaica called the Black Sox Scandal.
Oh! Burn!
All right, Chuck, what's happening?
The Outer Loop is now 795, and it's solid there. It's 795, Liberty, Route 32, I-70 down through the ramps at Route 40 West, and then getting better. It's all the normal stuff. You drive there every day, you know it's right there. Today, thankfully, the inner and the outer loop are clear right now between Park Heights Avenue and the JFX. The Parkfield side has filled in. We're getting brake lights now coming over from Bel Air Road through Providence Road, and up to this point right now, I would say we're about 10, maybe 12 minute delays and building southbound, but with the lanes open, a lot of heavy traffic though at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy, cool today. Upper 50s, winds gusting to about 20 miles an hour. It'll be breezy in mid-40s for tonight. Right now, 42 and cloudy in Glen Burnie, 37 and mostly clear in Forest Hill. And by the way, actually, this is Jim in Outer Banks, formerly of Crofton. He says, good morning. Is Congress, except those who have declined, getting paid during the shutdown? This should be highlighted every time possible. Yeah, they are. Every single member of Congress is getting paid, while the people that are out there actually protecting us, the military, and of course, now some of the military being paid through the tariff revenue. The Women, Infant, Children program was funded by the tariff program. But SNAP is running out. They're out of money. Folks running out of patience are the folks in Carroll County, Baltimore County, Frederick County that have land, farm owners, landowners, property owners that are being invaded and having their rights, their Fifth Amendment rights, now their Second Amendment rights violated by state judges, state courts, the Public Service Commission, the governor, and this private company out of Jersey, PSEG, over this 67-mile power line. They want to run through this pristine area. And I still don't understand. Nobody's explaining why they can't put it on existing lines. And that, to me, would be the ultimate solution. But no, that's not the case. But now the Public Service Enterprise Group asking the courts to prevent property owners from hunting on your own
on your
property.
Own land.
Subject to a preliminary injunction on the day for which PSEG has given notice, it will conduct surveys and examinations authorized by the court. They want you as a landowner to send them an email saying we'd like to be able to hunt on our own land. And then in 48 hours, they'll get back to you and say yay or nay, based on where their surveyors are at. Sorry, it doesn't work like that. There's a Second Amendment. This is the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Shall is not a hint. It's not a suggestion or a recommendation. It means it ain't going to happen.
Affirmative. Shall.
Unfortunately, you know, I have a lot of judges these days that have not read the Constitution, or if they did, it was very early on in their law careers. And they've completely forgotten it. Here's a landowner, Debbie Hattery, in Carroll County, saying that, hey, we have to hunt because of what's happening right now. It's deer season.
Managing a deer herd is economically pretty critical. I mean, a herd of deer can decimate a corn or soybean crop. So for farmers in particular, managing hunting is an important part of managing their land.
Yeah, why not, if you're PSEG, why not wait till after deer season?
And what's the rush?
Yeah.
Well, it's going to take forever anyway.
Again, it's going to take, it's not going to happen until 28 anyway. So, you know, let the people hunt their own land and provide for their own and others. Because a lot of that that venison goes to food shelters and homeless and so on and so forth. So let people hunt their own land.
That's so sad that you have to say that.
Yeah,
let
it really
us hunt
is.
On our own land. It's just...
Joanne Frederick, she's with Stop MPRP. She says this whole thing is just outrageous.
You know, it's another insult to this ongoing injury that we are all suffering under here. Personally, I feel it's outrageous.
And what this story's been going on for what? Well over a year now? Well over a year we've been talking about this story. And where's the governor been? Governor, I stand
George
with the people more. Yeah, Clooney's boat in Italy, up in New Jersey campaigning. He's been everywhere but Maryland. And Frederick says it's time for the governor to take action.
We are continuing to hope the governor steps up and says something, some strongly worded language, or actually say this is not acceptable. We're going to stand with the landowners and help them protect their rights.
Yeah, just need, I think, the federales to come in and help, because here in this state, they're not going to help you if you're a farmer, landowner, property owner, or a gun owner. They could care less about your rights. Rescue Natural Supplements cares about your health and the fact that omega-3s, the essential fatty acids, are necessary parts of your diet. And unfortunately, we're not Eskimos and don't eat primarily a diet of fish on a regular basis, fatty fish. And you know, if you're not going to eat that much, then you need to supplement your diet with omega-3s. These are the essential fatty acids that reduce cholesterol, triglycerides, reduce chronic inflammation, can help with your skin, can help with mood and joint inflammation, can help ease those achy, stiff joints as well. So right now you can buy one, get one free of any one of the Rescue omega-3s. Check it out online, res-q.com. You can look at all the product, liquids, gel capsules, etc. They always got some kind of deal going on. Like right now, you can buy one, get one free. Use the coupon code Omega50. That's Omega50. Buy one, get one free in order today. 1-800-26-ALIVE is the number. 1-800-262-5483. And that coupon code, again, is Omega50. Coming up next, Mom Donnie the Commie is a liar. He has been caught red-handed, as is MSDNC gaslighting the Hitler comparisons, and no more foster care kids in hotels. Stay with us.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Jamaica's racing to take a pounding from Hurricane Melissa. Powerful Category 5 storm, winds of up to 175 miles per hour. It's already been a lot of rain, with more than 3 feet possible by the time all is said and done.
Earl Cameron lives in the capital, Kingston.
Not a joke. It's very serious, guys. And it is going to be something different. The figures we think will be astronomical. Yeah, it will be hard to digest when this is over.
Parts of eastern Jamaica could get as much as 30 inches of rain.
Gathered as prayer warriors, as many have done, to pray for our nation.
Melissa has killed at least 6 people in the Caribbean. I'm Ed Donahue.
American sailors and Marines aboard the USS George Washington give a rousing welcome to their commander-in-chief.
Thank you very much. A big hello. This is a special group of patriots, champions, winners. You are winners. Oh, I'd love to have your job.
President Trump addressing the service members in Japan, the latest stop in his week-long Asia tour.
I'm thrilled to be here among thousands of proud American patriots aboard the 100,000 tons. That's a lot of tonnage. Deployed symbol of American might, power, and prestige, the legendary USS George Washington. This is some ship. They don't make them this way anymore.
Mr. Trump visited the vessel after meeting with Japan's newly elected prime minister, and the two leaders have signed a trade agreement. No end in sight to the government shutdown. Today is the 28th day. No paycheck today for tens of thousands of government workers, air traffic controllers among them. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are up 49 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 15. The S&P futures are down a fraction. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is Dennis Prager for AmFed Coin and Bullion. There's something about the feel of a gold coin in your hand and the way the light reflects off its intricate details that has always captivated me. Nick Grovich, AmFed's owner, turned that same passion into his livelihood. Nick began collecting coins as a teen, and that interest grew into a nationally respected business offering only the finest quality coins at the most competitive prices. But the truth is that although Nick is a rare coin dealer, he doesn't believe in rare coins. Rare coins do not make sound investments, but they do make dealers a lot of money. See, that's part of what I respect about him. AmFed specializes in buying non-performing numismatic coins and turning them into gold or silver investments that provide liquidity and perform competitively against the market. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company. It's 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
We're looking at 83 in the area at Timonium Road. All the lanes are open coming down from Pedonia Road and Warren Road. With the lanes clear, 795 still looks good. Anywhere from Franklin Boulevard down through the overpass at McDonough Road, once you hit the Beltway, the outer loop is slow for from 795 down through Frederick Road. A little more traffic now on the inner loop towards Green Spring. The Parkville side has begun to slow for that traffic on the outer loop at Hartford Road. And now we're beginning to see the morning buildups on 895 southbound, backing up around the Eastern Avenue Bridge. It's moving and going into the Old Harbor Tunnel. And 95 with the lanes clear. We can see all four lanes open coming out towards Key Highway, but there is going to be a buildup now on 95 with the heavy traffic south around the O'Donnell Street ramp and will eventually back up beyond the Eastern Avenue Bridge. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly cloudy and cool today. Also windy with winds gusting up to 20 miles an hour. A stray shower possible. Mostly cloudy tonight, too, with lows falling into the breezy mid-40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
40 degrees in Parkville and 38 in Hunt Valley. At 7:04, hear the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Howard County has confirmed that there was a 2.5 magnitude earthquake in the Columbia Savage area on Monday afternoon. According to the U.S. Geological Survey, the earthquake happened just after 5:15 at a depth of around 7.5 kilometers. The quake was felt in parts of Anne Arundel, Baltimore, and Montgomery counties, along with Baltimore City. So far, Howard County has not received reports of damage or injuries, but officials continue to survey for any potential issues. And city police are investigating a Monday afternoon shooting in southwest Baltimore. Officers were called to the 1500 block of Ramsey Street at around 2:30 for a report of a shooting, and they found a man with a gunshot wound at the location. Medics took the victim to a hospital for treatment, but his injury is said to be non-life-threatening. There's no word on a suspect or what led to the shooting. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 746. The pick 4, 6186. 7:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hi, Sean Casey with Vinny Steele, CEO of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. You know, I've known you for years now, Vinny, but today I actually found out a few things I didn't know. I was shocked to find out that 72% of licensed agents didn't sell any homes in 2024. You, on the other hand, sell a home just about every 31 hours. And even more impressive, your business has been built on giving back to our local community, including your work over at Johns Hopkins Children's Center.
Thanks, Sean. Yeah, we've been blessed over the last 22 years, and our Go Serve Big mission gives back to the community that has supported us. In fact, I just announced our latest initiative, giving back to a local family in need. I'm going to waive my commission to help a family in need of buying or selling a home this fall. If anyone listening knows somebody who has struggled in any way and needs my help, I want to hear about it.
Vinny, that's amazing. And if you know a special family who needs Vinny's services, let him know the details. You can call or text Vinny today at 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
705 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Still talking about that World Series game last night. The Freddie Freeman walk-off, his second game winner in 2 years. This one in the 18th inning, propelling the Dodgers to a 6-5 win over the Blue Jays in a 2-1 series lead. But let's take you back to the 7th inning. It was 5-4 Jays. Shohei at the plate for L.A.
Ohtani on a center cut fastball. Blasts one and ties it. Shohei 5-5.
Joe Davis had the call on Fox, and it came off former Oriole Sir Anthony Dominguez. Ohtani becoming the first player since Frank Isbell in 1906 to mash 4 extra base hits in a World Series game. He reached base 9 times last night, including 5 intentional walks. Also, obviously, a World Series record. And there's more. Shohei coming up. He'll be on the hill tonight as he tries to secure a 3-1 lead for L.A. The Orioles made it official yesterday with the hiring of Craig Albernaz as their next manager to get a promising young core, that's the mission, back to winning. Albernaz's specialty is working with young catchers. He was one. Perhaps no position more important for the Orioles to get right, with Adley Rutschman coming off his second straight disappointing year, and top prospect Sam Basayo already signed to an 8-year, $67 million contract. Week 8 in the NFL last night finished up in Kansas City. Taylor Swift was looking on.
Second and 6. Mahomes, end zone, caught by Kelce, touchdown.
Joe Buck had the call on ESPN. Travis Kelce's 83rd career touchdown in a Chiefs uniform, tying the all-time mark set by Priest Holmes back in the day as the Chiefs rolled the Jaden Daniels-less Commanders. 28-7 was the final. And don't look now, but here comes Kansas City, winners of five of their last six, all by double digits. Coming up in 30 minutes is the AFC North now up for grabs. And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the comfort guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, from Oreo Park to Brooklyn Park, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
So far, it's evenly split. Half the audience loves Sean Connery, the other half Roger Moore. So it's a big debate. Who was the best Bond? And that, of course, is going to be a raging debate. And Daniel Craig not getting much love here today. Or Timothy Dalton, remember him?
I remember him.
And Pierce Brosnan. And then there's George Lazenby. Pam Shriver's ex. All right, you can join us here, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at am680wcbm.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Love to hear from you. Coming up in this hour, the Department of Human Services here in Maryland will end the placing foster children in hotels. You know, that's a common sense thing, and apparently there was nobody with common sense at that department at the time. MSDNC gaslighting. Nicole Wallace is just one of the more despicable human beings on the planet. Gaslighting over Hitler comparisons, but she's been caught red-handed. Speaking of which, Zohran Mamdani, the commie, Islamic fundamentalist, anti-Semite, running for mayor of New York City, has been caught lying again. And recently he made comments about 9/11 and his alleged aunt. And here's what he said.
I want to use this moment to speak to the Muslims of New York City. I want to speak to the memory of my aunt. Who stopped taking the subway after September 11th because she did not feel safe in her hijab.
Commie, the Mamdani, the commie, was fighting through fake tears there for a moment, that little pregnant pause you heard. And then, you know, you'd think any New Yorker, any American that is here in this country, that cares about this country, the first thoughts that you would have would be on the victims of that day. It would be in the victims of the two World Trade Center towers. It would be the victims on the ground at the Pentagon. It would be with the victims' families of United 93. Mm-hmm. The crash in the ground of Shanksville, Pennsylvania. But no, his first thought went to his mother, who didn't, his aunt rather, who did not feel safe in her hijab. And he was standing in front of the Islamic Cultural Center in Bronx because he was pandering. He was pandering for Muslim votes. Well, it turns out that Mamdani's aunt didn't even live in the United States on 9/11. And it turns out she doesn't even wear a hijab. What a freaking liar.
That fake tears is just gross on gross.
His aunt, Masuma Mamdani, lived in Tanzania during the 9/11 terror attacks.
That's a little away from, yeah.
So he got caught. And then he decided to change his story.
How will you respond to this? So, recently, in a recent address, Captain Pompeo, you referenced your mom, that's going to be in class when she was facing post 9/11. Is that a blood relative?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's. I was speaking about my aunt. I was speaking about Zahra Fui, my father's cousin, who sadly passed away a few years ago. And for the takeaway from my more than 10-minute address about Islamophobia in this race and in this city to be the question of my aunt tells you everything about Andrew Cuomo and his inability to reckon with a crisis of his own.
So Mamdani Akami wasn't done playing victim after claim he was referring to his dead aunt, who actually turns out to be a distant cousin. Folks, it is record voting, early voting so far in the first 3 days of early voting in New York. So hopefully New Yorkers are coming to their collective senses and do not let this socialist get in. The letter was signed by over 1,000 rabbis warning that Mamdani threatens Jewish safety after the four female alleged rabbis came out in a viral video endorsing him. 7:13 traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
Morning backup. Just arriving now. I-97 southbound right here at Route 32. Not too bad at this point. Still kind of a rolling delay. But it's going to start to fill in right there, and all the traffic is coming south from Benfield Boulevard and down through that area. But everything on 50 is still good at the Bay Bridge at Oceanic Drive, coming over to Whitehall Road, Ritchie Highway, and the Severn River Bridge with all the lanes clear. 15 to 20 minute delays now at the Old Harbor Tunnel, and we stretched out a little bit more. It's a little more than a 20 minute delay now southbound on 95 going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy, cool today, upper 50s, winds up to 20 miles an hour, breezy, mid-40s tonight, and then tomorrow pretty much the same, but then with rain arriving a little bit later on in the afternoon. So right now, a little bit on the chilly side, 41, mostly cloudy in Middle River, and it's 38 in Bel Air. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
The president's world global Asian trip, record-setting, historic, unprecedented, already cutting deals with peace deals and trade deals with Malaysia, Cambodia, Thailand. Also cut a deal yesterday with Japan, as Japan's newly elected prime minister, Sanae Takaichi, welcomed him with a formal grand welcoming ceremony. And the president talked about how great Japan is as our ally now.
Anytime you have any question, any doubt, anything you want, any favors you need, anything I can do to help Japan, we will be there.
So a trade deal was signed, a bilateral meeting focused on trade, defense, regional stability, and Japan's Prime Minister Takaichi says she is going to nominate President Trump for the Nobel Peace Prize, that according to White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt yesterday. The president also made news saying he and China's President Xi Jinping are going to visit each other next year.
We pretty much agreed that I'll be going to China.
When is that?
In the earlier part of the year.
Okay.
President Xi will be coming into maybe Washington or Palm Beach or someplace sometime after that.
So if you saw the video on Air Force One, they were asking him about who's going to run in 28. That, of course, is they're obsessed. The media is obsessed with the 28 ticket. And while he's talking about the ticket, Marco Rubio was a little bit awkward and uncomfortable with some of the things that were said.
Well, we have great people. I don't have to get into that, but we have one of them standing right here. We have J.D., obviously. The vice president is great. I think Marco is great. I think I'm not sure if anybody would run against us. I think if they ever formed a group, it would be unstoppable. I really do. I believe that. I would love to do it. I have my best numbers ever. It's very terrible. I have my best numbers. Am I not ruling it out? You'll have to tell me. All I can tell you is that we have a great group of people, which they don't.
Yeah, so basically what he's saying is that Vance Rubio 28 ticket would be unstoppable. His words, not mine. What we have here is it's coming down to three groups. Group one clearly is Team Rubio. Group two is Team Vance, and that is being supported by the Elon Musks and the Peter Thiels and the tech bros of the world. And group three is Team DeSantis with Larry Ellison of Oracle, Rupert Murdoch of Fox. They're the ones that try to push Trump out. last time around. So be aware, there is a group four. We just don't know who that candidate is as of yet, who that MAGA candidate might be. So it's interesting watching the jockeying going on in place right now. As to the Steve Bannon's been pushing this idea that a third term is going to happen, and I don't know how he's going to do that. The 22nd Amendment says the president can only be elected twice to that office, which he has now been has now happened, unless they have some kind of constitutional amendment, and they're working around that, going to amend the Constitution. I don't know if it's going to. You better start now if you're going to change it for, because it's going to take forever to get that done. But the president kind of poured water on the third term trolling, I think, that Bannon and the president like to do, because you know the 28 hats in the Oval Office. He loves to get in the left's head over this.
One theory on how you might try to serve his third term.
I think it's too cute. I think the people wouldn't like that. It's too cute. It wouldn't be right.
Yeah, too cute. People wouldn't like it. Wouldn't be right. A third term for President Trump. Mohamed Elbarian. He is a Wharton economics professor, worked in the Obama administration. He was on Fox yesterday talking about how much of a success and how wrong many economists, including conservatives, have been about Trump's tariffs.
And I think if you look more broadly, what the U.S. has achieved on tariffs was something that most economists didn't think was going to happen. We thought that there would be massive retaliation against the U.S. There hasn't been. Europe, the U.K., a number of Asian countries have all signed framework agreements. The only outstanding ones are India, Canada, and China, and there's clear progress on China. Secondly, we're collecting a lot of tariff revenues. On an annual basis, we're now looking at $300 billion of tariff revenues. Third, the impact on inflation has been limited. So if you look at what people have been worried about, the U.S. has gotten to a fairer trading system without the disadvantages that people thought would materialize. Now, it's early days, so one has to consolidate these gains, but it's a different outcome from where many economists, including me, thought we would be.
Yeah. Well, again, just something with Japan. South Korea's next. That deal's not quite done yet, but I expect it to be done today or tomorrow. Thursday's the big deal with China, and that just leaves just a handful of Canada and a few others left to cut those trade deals. By the way, good news. Indiana Governor Mike Braun has called a special session to redraw the state's congressional boundaries. The rhinos were fighting him, but Braun has now strong-armed them, so they're going to go in and they'll redraw the seats there in Indiana. That's the way it went down. 282 days. Into the new golden age.
And we are just getting started.
Yeah, and we've gotten clarification now. The price of the new Sam Adams Utopias beer, 750 milliliter bottle, $279.99. So for one bottle of the new Sam Adams beer. It's a little pricey.
Just a tad.
721, you're listening to Casey and Company.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a five-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866- 597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k x-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
We've learned to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
723 traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
At 295 northbound is slowing, but it's the normal heavy traffic as you're coming up towards 197 and up through the area, eventually up towards Route 32 and up through there. All the lanes are clear. Parkville side of the Beltway now with the brake lights beginning even before Hartford Road. Pretty solid there. The inner loop is going to be busy from about Bel Air Road over to 95, and now the inner loop at Green Spring Avenue and through the ramps at Park Heights Avenue. The heavy traffic there eventually will get better as you're down the hill towards the JFX, but no big issues at that point. The west side outer loop, yep, everything is right in play. 795 going south. It finally gets better after Frederick Road, and we're in the neighborhood of 20-minute delays southbound with all the heavy traffic at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for your Tuesday. Cloudy, cool today, upper 50s, winds up to 20 miles an hour, breezy, mid-40s tonight. And right now, windy, 47 in Annapolis, 39 in Ellicott City. Socialist Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, a.k.a. Sandy, went on an unhinged rant during a rally for the Mom Donnie the Commie over the weekend. Of course, Mamdani is a communist Islamic fundamentalist born in Uganda, is running against Cuomo and Sliwa in New York City. Early voting is now underway. Most polls have him winning, leading, etc. And that has concerned a lot of New Yorkers because it is the financial capital of capitalism here in the United States and the world. And what will a grubby little communist hands do when it gets hold of New York? Oh, I don't know. Promise things like freezing rent, whatever that means. Universal child care at no cost. Well, who's going to pay for that?
Exactly. Where's this money coming from?
Free bus fare. Who's going to pay for that? Because the bus fare helps to put the diesel in the buses and pay the people and so on. So, again, the New York population is leaving in droves. Businesses will leave in droves. And then they'll just have each other to cannibalize. So AOC was out there, but she went on this unhinged rant, and it just kind of started reminding me of somebody else. Let's listen to AOC first.
This city was built by the Irish escaping famine, Italians fleeing fascism, Jews escaping Holocaust, Black Americans fleeing slavery and Jim Crow, Latinos seeking a better life, Native people standing for themselves, Asian Americans coming together in Queens, in Brooklyn, in the Bronx, in Manhattan, in Staten Island, in this country, in a vision to build the freest, toughest, and greatest city on earth.
So I started thinking, boy, that sounded very familiar, and then I flashed back to 2004. Remember Howard Dean, a.k.a. the Deaniac? When he was running for the president in the Democrat primary, he had a AOC moment back then.
We're going to California and Texas and New York, and we're going to South Dakota and Oregon and Washington and Michigan, and then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House!
What happened to
these people? Are certifiable. I'm just telling you, they're lunatics.
But
they're
not crazy.
Absolute. And then she said yesterday, we're not the crazy ones. Really?
A little projecting?
You got a tough time convincing people that you're not the crazy ones there. So AOC. And then, of course, they were chanting, tax the rich. They booed New York Governor Kathy Hochul. She nodded in agreement and shouted, "I hear you." And then she and then Bolshevik Bernie was there, and he stopped criticizing millionaires because he's now a millionaire. And so now he criticizes the billionaires, and then that'll stop once he becomes a billionaire.
Yeah, that'll be the trillionaires then.
Radical leftist Jasmine Crockett is well on her way. Reportedly, she had a secret stock portfolio and tried to delve into the weed business. In an article in the Washington Free Beacon, she owned stocks in at least 25 companies that did not disclose to the public during her congressional run in 22, even though she quietly admitted to the holdings to the previous year as a Texas state legislator. So she hid stocks in pharmaceuticals. She built stocks in fossil fuels and in weed companies. If there is, again, look, they're filled with hypocrites. We have one here in Maryland. His name is Governor Tax Moore. But they're all cut from the same mold. Do as I say, not as I do. They'll do and say anything to be elected, and then they'll do and say anything to retain power. And I do think the American people are wising up to many in the, and some, in the Democrat and Republican parties. I just think it's way beyond the pale. All right. Still to come, Dick Turbin is at it again. Remember, this was the guy that was comparing our soldiers to Nazis, to Soviets, to Pol Pot, etc. This time he's coming after ICE agents. We'll tell you what he has to say. And Nicole Wallace, who's just one of the more unlikable, despicable human beings, she is claiming no Democrats have compared Trump to Hitler. And boy, we have receipts. We're bringing receipts to this one. So you can call us here. Let us know. 410-922-6680. Don't forget, we need a contestant for our Choose Your Fake News segment coming up in 15 minutes. That's 410-922-6680 or 1-800-WCBM-680. And your call now was reserved by to get to match wits with the entire panel. Maggie, Kristen, and Mr. Whitaker. Right now, 7:30. Time for the latest news headlines with Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott hosted Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson Monday to discuss public safety strategies. In addition to discussing violence reduction efforts, the mayor spoke of the successes their cities have had. Baltimore has 50 fewer murders now than it did at this time last year, and Chicago's summer was the safest since 1965. Mayor Scott says the city's violence reduction works because of the public health approach, community engagement, and interagency coordination. Chicago's mayor says his city is taking the same approach to build safe and affordable communities. In addition to the mayors, representatives from Monsey, Shock Trauma, ROCA, and the Peace Team took part in the roundtable. The Maryland Department of Human Services will no longer use hotels to house minors in foster care. The change comes after the suicide of 16-year-old Kanaya Ward, who was in the custody of the state at a Baltimore residence inn at the time of her death. The teen was staying in the hotel with a caregiver under contract to the DHS. On Monday, the DHS released new guidance saying that all minors staying in hotels will be moved to a placement appropriate to their needs by November 24th. There are more than 3,700 minors in out-of-home care in Maryland, and six are staying in hotels. And that's down from 41 in January of 2023. The DHS says it is committed to ending the use of inappropriate stays for all children in its care. And Baltimore County Police will be monitoring registered sex offenders who are not allowed to have contact with children this Halloween. A no-contact order prevents the offenders from distributing candy or interacting with trick-or-treaters, and that accounts for around 10% of registered sex offenders in the county. 7:31 on Casey & Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
I'm Italo Liberatore, owner and operator of Liberatore's Ristorante El Bel Air. We are proud and thankful for being selected by the Baltimore Sun as the best Italian restaurant and the best caterer in the area. Our private rooms are perfect for any occasion. Birthdays, work meetings, rehearsal dinners, baptisms, and final goodbyes. 15 to 120 people, our catering menus provide great choices at an affordable price. Celebrate any event here at Liberatore's. See why we were selected by the Baltimore Sun as the best caterer in the area.
Custom home builders
and remodelers.
Find Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville, so dependable and easy to work with that Jarvis has become the go-to supplier for builders throughout Maryland and Pennsylvania. They provide appliances on time, within budget, and at the right price. Remember, if it cools, freezes, washes, dries, or bakes, sizzles, or air fries, you'll find it all at Jarvis. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. That's JarvisAppliance.com. Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's a new wreck on the Beltway. Haven't seen it yet, but I see the impact. Outer loop between 95 and Bel Air Road. I just saw a medic unit passing under the bridge at Lillian Holt. So already a big backup here coming west of 95. And that will eventually impact the ramps from 95 trying to get onto the Beltway and eventually over towards Bel Air Road. So a lot of equipment there. I have seen some traffic coming past the ramps at Bel Air Road, indicates some traffic is getting by. Okay, here's a new shot. The wreck is in the left-hand side of the roadway. Room to get by to the right. A lot of equipment is on the scene. That's the outer loop before you get to the ramps at Bel Air Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly cloudy and cool today. Also windy with winds gusting up to 20 miles an hour. A stray shower possible. Mostly cloudy tonight too with lows falling into the breezy mid-40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
735 Sports is brought to you by Grieven Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. The Orioles made it official yesterday, hiring former Guardians associate manager Craig Albernaz as their 21st manager in team history. Albernaz brings a reputation of relating to and working well with young players, and that's a good fit for the highly touted Birds core. Albernaz receiving high marks from the national media. Meanwhile, 16-year Major League Baseball veteran and current MLB Network analyst Mark DeRosa had a different take on a potential Oriole revival.
It's not up to him. It's up to the owner. It's up to Mike Elias. That window was wide the heck open.
Just 2 years ago.
Yeah. And why do I feel like why do I feel like they were shutting it with some of the moves they were making?
And at the end of the day, that is the key question. What is team management going to give Albernaz to work with? Will they land that top of the rotation guy? Will they plunk that veteran power bat into the middle of the lineup? Let's go back to Mike Elias's postseason press conference, comments from him on what might look like the team building perspective from the Orioles.
And they're going to make available everything that we need to responsibly invest in the team and the baseball operation and the stadium and the facilities.
You know, responsibly invest in the team. We shall see what that exactly translates to in the offseason. Game 4 of the World Series tonight will get underway just 17 hours after Game 3 ended last night in dramatic fashion.
11:50 in Los Angeles. Freeman sends a fly ball to center field. Varsho's going back before the clock strikes midnight. Freeman has ended it. It's a repeat hero with the last word on a Game 3 classic.
Joe Davis had the historic call on Fox, Freeman's second World Series walk-off in 2 years, as the Dodgers outlast the Jays 6-5 in 18 innings, a game that saw, the game that took 6 hours and 39 minutes, not the longest, by the way, in World Series history. That would be the 7-hour, 20-minute marathon back in 2018 between the Dodgers and the Red Sox. Now, Game 4 tonight was Shohei on the hill, who, by the way, hit 2 homers and received 5 intentional walks last night, reaching base a World Series record 9 times in a single game. Ravens news, Lamar fully expected to play Thursday night, 25 miles from where he grew up, in a game that all of a sudden could swing the odds of a playoff berth to the Ravens' favor, if you can believe this. NFL.com calculating that a Ravens win on Thursday night, coupled with a Steelers loss Sunday to the 7-1 Colts, would increase the Ravens' odds of winning the AFC North to 51%, despite the Ravens still being a game back in the AFC North standings. A Ravens loss, however, and a Steelers win would drop the Ravens' hopes to 14%. The time now is 7:37. When we return, I'll tell you a story about the white rat.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired?
Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
And the white rat is not Willard.
No, or Ben.
Or Ben.
Yeah.
The white rat is
famed by Michael Jackson.
That's right. The white rat is Whitey Herzog, the former major league manager for the St. Louis Cardinals. Here's the story. It's about Craig Albernaz being named the Orioles manager and why, okay? When I was a rookie reporter back in 1989 or 90, the Orioles were playing an exhibition game at RFK Stadium. This was before they had the Nationals.
Right.
Against the Cardinals.
Right.
Whitey Herzog was the manager of the Cardinals. So I go in there, I go into the dugout, and that was in the 80s when the Cardinals would win it one year and like fall to seventh place the next year. They had that pattern. So I asked Whitey, I said, what's the, with no disrespect intended, I know you're a great manager, what's the value of a manager if you go up, if you win it one year and you're in seventh? Like, you didn't lose any managerial, knowledge, right? So he goes, let me tell you something. He said, if a manager can influence five games a year, that's a lot. He said to me, he said, yeah, because the net-net, I'm going to make some good decisions, I'm going to make some bad decisions. If I net out with five wins a year, I've done my job. He said, the point of a manager is not managing a game. The point of the manager is managing the players.
Right, the roster.
The roster, right. Exactly right. And if Craig Albernaz, who has a tremendous reputation of doing that, can come here and do this, then we have a chance. And that's the bottom line.
But now back to the roster.
Well, that's what Mark DeRosa was saying. The funny thing about that is, are they going to give him the roster?
We will see.
Right.
Thanks, Gary. 7:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Another sick, demented Democrat, Dick Durbin, comparing ICE enforcing immigration law to World War II internment camps.
There's only one parallel in history that I can think of that has occurred in my lifetime. And that, of course, would be the internment of 120,000 Japanese Americans during World War II.
Really? Where were you when Obama was deporting 3 million illegal aliens back then? And they were put in camps to or detention facilities, whatever, you know, to be deported. Where were you then? This is the same guy that compared our soldiers to Nazis, to Soviets, to Pol Pot. Under fire from Republicans, he was forced to apologize yesterday. So, apology not accepted. Then there's MSNBC's Nicole Wallace. She actually looked into the camera yesterday with a straight face and claimed that no Democrats have compared President Trump to Hitler.
I haven't suggested that Donald Trump is Hitler. I wouldn't say
I don't
that.
Think any Democrat has. I think it's a smear that they project back on to critics. But I J.D. Vance called Donald Trump cultural heroin. He called him America's Hitler. Yeah. I mean, the attacks on Donald Trump as a fascist came from three generals who worked for him. I mean, the most brutal critiques have come from people that have seen him far more closely than you or I combined.
Well, here we are. Obviously, she's gaslighting. She is lying outright to millions of Americans. This is the reason why they've lost trust in the media. And not only have they compared Trump to Hitler repeatedly, they've done it on her own show.
I haven't suggested that Donald Trump is Hitler. I wouldn't say
I don't think any Democrat has. I think it's a smear that they project back on to critics.
What is the natural extension, Justin, if he pursues this to Harvard and beyond?
There was an authoritarian leader several decades back called Adolf Hitler. Hitler came to power and the scientists left.
The military survive in that climate.
In the same way that it happened in Russia with Stalin, the same way it happened with Hitler, eventually you get generals and admirals that are in there that only tell the leader what he or she wants to hear.
To the extent that the rule of law and an assault on the rule of law was an obscure, intangible thing, we're now seeing it in action.
If you look back in history, you can see very similar parallels taking place that took place in other countries that really went down that authoritarian road, including in pre-World War II Nazi Germany, when Hitler and Nazi officials basically took over Frankfurt University, which was the bastion of independent thought. thought and progressive thinking and independent thinking, which is what, you know, Hitler didn't want. And so, again, this is what authoritarians do. They try to control all of the aspects of social life.
When Trump talks about peace and Putin talks about peace, it's autocrats getting their way. That's it. And Mussolini and Hitler said they were being the purveyors of peace.
I resisted for a long time analogies to Hitler's Germany. I've got in my Substack today, though, that it's really uncanny. The same episode where Hitler, early in his tenure, before he's totally taken over the government, some local prosecutors go after his brown shirts. And they convict them, sends them, and then he releases them. It's really the same thing.
Throwback to what?
Yeah.
Throwback to what? Poisoning the
blood. I mean, that is literally Hitlerian rhetoric.
Right.
You know, and I
what do people think of what happened to us? The parallel here is to maybe show up on the shores and say, no, we'll go with Hitler. I mean, what did they think about the switching of sides with the turning of who occupies the Oval Office? I believe every voter who casts a vote, regardless of who they vote for, has to know that Donald Trump believes Hitler did some good things.
Last two were Nicole Wallace herself. You also heard from John Brennan and many of her guests, including herself, on her own show, comparing President Trump to Hitler. And this is why they are boat anchor when it comes to ratings. This is why, again, they're probably going to be sold off. They're not journalists. They're not objective. They're nothing more than partisan hacks. 7:43, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, the King, Chuck Whitaker.
I brought to you as a service of the Liberty Ship, John W. Brown, docked at the Inner Harbor. Here's a new problem, 95 southbound at Moravia Road in the city. It looks to be an accident. Looks to be a dump truck involved. They're blocking the right side of the roadway. So if you're coming down from the city-county line, you're heading to the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Three lanes are getting by to the left. So there's a backup, but at least we're getting traffic by. And then after that, heavy traffic going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. But right now, you'll see all the activity there on the right side. The wreck on the Beltway is on the outer loop right before Bel Air Road. They're mostly into the left-hand side of the roadway, so traffic is getting by, but there's a backup coming over from I-95 and then beyond the accident scene. Then we slow from Harford Road to Providence Road. The inner loop through Pikesville is backed up 795 down to Frederick Road on the west side. That's all the normal delay. JFX is filled in just a bit between Ruxton Road and the city-county line. Join us aboard Baltimore's ghost ship, the SS John W. Brown, for an unforgettable experience filled with history and spooky surprises. And it's great fun for the entire family. This is the last weekend for it, Friday and Saturday. So, Sean, get your costume. That's right, you already have your mask on. Tickets and information, BaltimoreGhostShip.com.
Now he's taking shots during the middle of commercials. I mean, there's nothing sacred now.
There's nothing sacred, Mr. Casey. And I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Your Fox
Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast was the cloudy cool. Upper 50s, winds 20 miles an hour, mid breezy in 40s tonight. Right now we're below 40, 39 in Pikesville, and it is 38 in Reisterstown. Time to choose your fake news, three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story. You will be the winner. We've got WCBM's keychains and pens, and our contestant today, Mike in Eldersburg. Good morning, Mike. Hello, Mike. Come in, Mike. Mike going once, Mike going twice. Mike is gone, so now it's just among the panel. Bragging rights, Maggie, right. Kristen, and Mr. Whitaker. Story one. A statue of a Confederate general that demonstrators toppled and burned in Washington, D.C. has now been reinstalled under an order by President Trump to beautify and restore Washington to its brilliance. The statue of General Albert Pike has now been put up again in Judiciary Square, and fencing around the statue says area closed, historic preservation work in progress. Story two, scientists have named a butterfly species after former Vice President Kamala Harris, comparing her 170-day campaign to being like a caterpillar. And soon she will undergo a metamorphosis and become a butterfly and spread her wings and fly.
Wow.
Oh.
Okay.
And story number three. From the Stupid Criminals Department, a popular YouTuber specializing in arts and crafts content has been charged with almost 30 counts of possessing and trading child pornography. His online name, Mr. Crafty Pants.
Oh!
So story one.
Oh, no!
You know, don't you, Maggie?
Crafty Pants.
Didn't you go by that handle years ago, Chuck?
That was Crappy Pants.
No.
Oh!
Or Mr. Small Craft Pants.
There was always an advisory when I was around.
Oh. Yeah, the winds.
You see high tide at Sledge's Field.
Confederate General statue reinstalled in D.C. Judiciary Square. Story two, a butterfly named after Camelot. Or story three, Mr. Crafty Pants. All right, Maggie, we'll start with you.
Oh, man. Sorry. I'm going to say, they got to be number two.
Number two goes Maggie. Chuck.
I don't know. I think the statue, I think, is fake.
Story one.
Yes.
Chuck goes for story number one, the Confederate statue going back up in D.C. Kristen?
No, I think that could be true. Trump's doing that all over the city. And I think, unfortunately, the YouTuber pervert story could be true. So I'll say number two with Maggie.
So the ladies stick together. And the gent is on the outside looking in. Will it pay off?
Once again.
Story one is a true story.
Oh, well.
Sorry about that, Chuck. Story two is our fake news story of the day. So both Maggie and Kristen.
Good job, Maggie.
Good job, Kristen.
Good job.
Is this a formal taunting?
Shut up.
No, saying congratulations. We're not allowed to say congratulations.
We can't good say job. That.
Shit. This whole forum is very biased. Anyway, I'm glad you're here, Maggie. I've been waiting a long time for you.
Bless
by the way.
You.
This is turning into Battle of the Sexes here. I like this.
There's no sex here.
You get in trouble for that.
All right, Mr. Small. Mr. Small Craft Pants. We'll see you in a couple. 7:49, 11 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Coming up next, we're going to take a look at the Department of Human Services now. Common sense prevails. No more foster children in hotels. Boy, that took a long time, didn't it? Top of the hour, we'll take a look at that Inspector General report, Baltimore County. $125,000 wasted on traffic junk. And then later on, big guest for us today, Tony Lyons is going to join us of the MAHA Action Movement, Make America Healthy Again, and the War on Processed Food, and what progress we're making in the MAHA movement. So that's coming up at 8:37 this morning. It's 7:50. You're listening to Casey and Company.
Comcast Business can help turn your small business into a connected, secure, modern business. It's how retailers become constantly connecting must-visit shops. How restaurants become reliably up and running neighborhood favorites. How healthcare offices become the data protecting caregivers that we all depend on. And how wealth management firms become cyber securing guardians of your information. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, and Wi-Fi backup, your business can stay connected and get threat ready with Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Get started with our reliable business internet. Plus, stay connected when you add Wi-Fi backup for just $35 a month and ask about a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Call today. Restrictions apply. Wireless Connect requires business internet for additional monthly charge. Taxes and other fees extra. Prepaid card offer ends 11/16/25.
Looking for unbeatable flavor and local charm? Head to Michael's Cafe in Timonium, the neighborhood favorite for over 40 years. Famous for award-winning crab cakes, handcrafted cocktails, and a lively vibe. Whether it's brunch, date night, or happy hour, Michael's has you covered. Indoor comfort, outdoor fun, and live music on the weekends. It's all happening at Michael's Cafe. Michael's Cafe, Timonium's go-to spot. Taste the tradition. Visit michaelscafe.com.
Listen up, homeowners. If you need more space, don't move, improve. Sean Casey here for AES Builders and Home Improvement. Not only are you saving money, but you're adding extra value in your home with a home addition that'll blend perfectly with your existing space. Whether it's a sunroom or expanded living space, AES brings the vision and craftsmanship to make it happen on time and on budget. Build smarter. Visit AESHome.us. That's AESHome.us and tell them I sent you to get a special discount on any new addition. AES, experience, integrity, results.
If you're not happy, we're not done. MHIC 37105.
98 WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Remember the guy, the sniper that was shooting at ICE agents in Dallas? They had to scramble to protect the illegal aliens in their custody. And we now find out that he used an ICE app tracker to follow ICE to know exactly where they were, what stops they made, etc. Democrats now have launched their own ICE tracker. L.A. Mayor Karen Bass, along with a bunch of morons out there on the left coast, they have now launching their own ICE tracker on their own Democrat state website. Which I think is aiding and abetting illegal aliens, and that should be taken down immediately. It's against the law. But Tish James, the crooked New York Attorney General, announces a portal up in New York that will dox ICE agents. Not just a ICE tracker that the Democrats have launched, but this actually will make their identities known and put them and the agents themselves and their families in great jeopardy. Where are you, Tom Holman, and the rest of Christy Noem? This has got to be put to a stop. 7:53, traffic, weather on the threes. Now with the update, king of all traffic is here, Lugnuts Johnson.
Now we have problems on both sides. 95, southbound 95 at Moravia Road. Dump truck involved there. Medicine had just pulled up. As we were looking at that, see another wreck on the northbound side. Several vehicles involved. They're trying to get off to the right shoulder, but in the meantime, if you're coming up from Eastern Avenue towards the city-county line, you have a delay there, and then the southbound side is backed up with the wreck at the ramp at Moravia Road. Keep in mind, there was a wreck also on the Beltway. They're kind of in the left-hand shoulder area on the outer loop right before you get to the ramp at Bel Air Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM and Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy and cool today, upper 50s with winds gusting up to 20 miles per hour. Breezy tonight, mid-40s tomorrow, pretty much the same, but rain could arrive later in the day. Sunny, 41 right now in the city, and it is 37 in Forest Hill. Remember Kanaya Ward, she is the 16-year-old foster child, struggled. She was a cutter. She struggled with suicidal ideation. Mental illness, depression, and she was in the foster system because her mother and aunt could not take care of her because of her mental illness. And this is just, you know, unfortunately, there are good people that work at DHS, there are people who care, but the DHS as a whole, as a body, any bureaucracy is not empathetic, I mean, just by definition. They can't be. They're tied down in rules, regulations, paperwork. And some of these agencies, and again, this is occurring under Governor Moore's watch, so he can't blame this on Lockdown Larry like he does on other issues. This needs to be changed, this approach. The approach has got to be placing a priority on the human beings first and foremost. And, yeah, the paperwork and the rest of that stuff will all come. But you have to make sure that children in your custody, children in your charge, are going to be safe. And, unfortunately, they failed Kanaya Ward when she was placed in a downtown hotel. And she was left alone. And knowing that she was suicidal, knowing that she was mentally depressed, they knew she was a cutter. Yet they left her alone, unattended. And so that investigation, we're told, is still underway. I don't know. This is now 3 weeks. So I don't know how long it takes to investigate this. Probably till the next legislative session is over. But the contractor that they hired to provide the aid, Fenwick Behavioral Services, they have been suspended, as they should have been. So a new directive went out, and I just want to point out this new directive comes just days before they're scheduled to have a hearing. Regarding their agency before, legislators in Annapolis. The directive says that we will not rest until every child in our state is safe, thriving in a permanent home, surrounded by a loving family. We're committed to ending the use of inappropriate stays for all children in our care, and that goal is becoming a reality. Right now, the directive has a hierarchy of placements. Number one, a family member's home, either a family connection by blood or choice, and that makes sense. Licensed placement, meaning you're going to have a licensed vendor or contractor that, you know, that's been vetted, fully vetted, that passes all the background checks, that is not going to have sex offenders in their employ, which, you know, just, it's incredible that that happens here in Maryland, but it does. And then a trial home visit. The directive signed by the Secretary Rafael Lopez says hotels, motels, office building on licensed centers are not in the youth's, or settings, I should say, are not in the youth's best interest and must be discontinued immediately. Where was this policy from the get-go? I mean, it took the death of a 16-year-old child for you to wake up and smell the coffee? And again, as I say, there are good people who care that work in these agencies, but, you know, again, they're bureaucratic boondoggles. People get lost in the system. Kenia Ward was one of those victims. The system failed her. The state of Maryland failed her. Everybody in leadership, from Rafael Lopez to the Social Services Administrator, Alger Stutzill, they all failed her. And you know, by definition, the governor failed her as well. So, again, I dropped the leave no one behind slogan because, obviously, you're not living up to it, Governor Moore. So stop saying it. You're mouthing words that have no meaning. No meaning whatsoever. I know Ed Hale or others, John Myrick and other folks would fix it. They would want to fix it. But again, it's a no-win situation when you have bureaucracies in charge of taking care of children. It just doesn't normally work all that well. Town Appliance. I'm going to check it out if you're in the market for a new appliance, or maybe you're upgrading your kitchen or replacing an existing piece in your kitchen, whatever it is. Make Town Appliance your one-stop place for. It's a stunning showroom. You really, you know, you can shop somewhere else if you want, get your price, go in, see Mayor, two guys named Mayor, run the place. They're just amazing. They know their appliances, you know, forwards, backwards, sideways, you name it. And their showroom is well worth the visit. And that's Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs. Make sure you tell them I told you to call. Coming up next, the Inspector General's report in Baltimore County, $125,000 of taxpayer money wasted. Also, we'll talk to Tony Lyons of the MAHA movement on how much progress we're making. It's 8 o'clock on KC and Company.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Amit Thomason. President Trump predicts Japan's new prime minister will join the ranks of the country's great leaders. Mr. Trump met with Sanae Takeuchi in Tokyo, later addressing troops aboard the aircraft carrier USS George Washington.
A very special hello to the greatest sailors anywhere on the seas, the incredible men and women of the United States Navy. Very special people. Thank you very much. It's a great honor. Be here.
And the president took a moment to talk trade.
Toyota is going to be putting auto plants all over the United States to the tune of over $10 billion. So that's Toyota. So go out and buy a Toyota.
The president and the prime minister signed a couple of cooperation agreements, one of them dealing with crucial rare earth materials. That's a market currently dominated by China. Jamaica's prime minister says his nation desperately needs prayers. A monster hurricane moves ever closer to a devastating landfall.
Waves are pounding the shore, winds whipping the trees, and rain falling as Hurricane Melissa bears down on the island, says National Hurricane Center specialist Larry Kelly.
You know, the category is not what matters here. It's the impacts, you know, the catastrophic, you know, winds, the life-threatening flash flooding, you know, landslides. Anticipated over Jamaica.
Residents like Market Ward raiding stores to prepare for the worst.
I was hoping to get some bread.
But the shelves are empty.
Melissa, the strongest hurricane to hit Jamaica in recent history, already causing fatalities in Haiti and the Dominican Republic. I'm Julie Walker.
Last night's 6-5 win over Toronto gives Los Angeles 2-1 lead in the World Series. Game 4 tonight in Los Angeles. Dow futures up 170 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 37. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Hey there, it's Chris DeGaulle, and today I want to share something that should fill every Christian with wonder. We're living in the time of history's greatest homecoming. For thousands of years, God promised through his prophets that he would gather the Jewish people from every corner of the earth and bring them back to their homeland. Many thought these were just beautiful words that would never come to pass, but we're witnessing the impossible. Since 1948, over 3 million Jewish people have returned to Israel from more than 100 countries. Russian Jews, Ethiopian Jews, European Holocaust survivors, all coming home exactly as Scripture foretold. This isn't just a coincidence. It's prophecy fulfilled before our eyes. When you support the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, it's not just helping with immigration. You're participating in biblical prophecy. Let's say yes to God's promises coming true. Together, let's discover the top reasons why Christians all over the world support Israel. To learn more, visit ifcj.org. That's ifcj.org.
Good morning. You're on the morning. You are on Casey and Company. It's 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
95 over on the east side with problems really both ways now. So coming up from the Fort McHenry Tunnel, there was a wreck on the northbound side of Moravia Road. Then there was a wreck southbound at Moravia Road that had a dump truck involved on the right side of the roadway. The other wreck northbound as well is crowding the right side of the roadway. So anywhere between the city line and Eastern Avenue, extra heavy traffic in that area. In the backup on the west side and the northwest side of the Beltway, there was a report, I haven't seen it yet, that there may be a minor accident on the outer loop at 795. City police say they're responding to a wreck on Hilton Parkway. It may be right in the middle of that area between Hilton Parkway and North Avenue to the north, and Edmondson Avenue gets pretty windy right through there on Hilton Parkway. So heads up for that. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly cloudy and cool today. Also windy with winds gusting up to 20 miles an hour. A stray shower possible. Mostly cloudy tonight too with lows falling into the breezy mid-40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 42 in Edgemere and 41 in Joppa Town at 8:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. The City Council is considering measures that aim to crack down on the way vape and smoke shops operate in Baltimore. One measure introduced on Monday deals with zoning issues and restrictions on smoke shop locations. Another bill would limit how bright the window signs and fluorescent lights of a smoke shop can be to limit distractions and discourage advertising to minors. There's also a resolution from Councilman Antonio Glover calling for a public hearing on how smoke shops operate and expand so quickly. Council President Zeke Cohen says the proposals are about making sure entrepreneurs are doing business the right way. And Baltimore police have released the name of the man who was killed in a double shooting that also injured a child. Police say 22-year-old Tyree Brooks was shot in the 3200 block of Reisterstown Road at around 5:30 Saturday afternoon. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick three was 746. The pick four, 6186. 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Glenn Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions have joined together to make sure no matter where you are in Baltimore, you can choose the best when it comes to your transmission. Both companies have been in business for over a half a century, and it's about time the two premier transmission service companies have teamed up. Whether it's a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured transmission for hundreds less than the dealer, look no further than either Glenn Burnie Transmissions or Jim Jennings Transmissions. You'll get the same courteous, professional, and expert service from both companies. Free area towing and financing is available. Call Glenn Burnie Transmissions at 410-766-8500.
or gbt-online.com. Or call Jim Jennings Transmissions at 410-686-6700 or jjt-online.com. Glen Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions, the best team in Baltimore. Now, Gary Stein on sports.
805 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. The Ravens' short week of practice concludes today in Owings Mills as the team flies to Miami tomorrow for Thursday night's game against the Dolphins. Defense with a healthy performance against the Bears on Sunday. Head coach John Harbaugh was asked what will be the key defensively for the rest of the season.
I mean, so much of that is just putting pressure on the offense, you know, putting pressure on the quarterback, putting pressure on the ball carriers, receivers. You create enough tension to put them on their heels and just put them in tough spots, and the ball comes your way. So,
and the sad piece of news from the world of football, New York Jets legendary center Nick Mangold, who recently took to social media for help with finding a kidney donor, has passed away from complications with kidney disease. Nick Mangold was 41 years old. Game 3 of the World Series last night, one for the ages with the Freddie Freeman walk-off home run in the bottom of the 18th inning, this morning actually, ending a 6-hour, 39-minute marathon, 6-5 LA the final. Dodgers up 2-1 in the series. Manager Dave Roberts in the postgame.
Yeah, it's one of the greatest World Series games of all time. Emotional. I'm spent emotionally. We got a ball game later tonight, which is crazy.
With Shohei taking the hill at 8 p.m. after hitting two home runs and reaching base a World Series record nine times last night in Game 3. And finally, more names continue to leak out in the NBA betting scandal that's rocking the sports world. Now it's NFL Hall of Famer Antonio Gates, who's been identified as an alleged participant in an illegal poker game, according to podcaster Pablo Torre, who broke the story in the first place. He, along with Trail Blazers head coach and NBA Hall of Famer Chauncey Billups, 34 people have now been arrested last week for their alleged role in two related scandals. Coming up in 30 minutes, Maryland basketball made its preseason debut last night, and it was mixed reviews. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Dundalk to the boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at am680wcbm.com, text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. Coming up in this hour, more leftist violent threats, including a man, an anarchist, who took a offered $45,000 to kill the Attorney General, Pam Bondi. Tony Lyons will be our guest at the bottom of the hour from MAHA Action, the Make America Healthy Again movement, on the battle against processed food. And we'll get to our top story here in just a second. Incredible waste by the state and by Baltimore County. Let's take a call here from Steve. He's on a cell phone. Good morning, Steve. Steve could not hang with us or fell out of the cell. He wanted to talk about the foster care placements in Baltimore, in the state of Maryland, in these hotels and stuff. So two incredible cases of taxpayer dollars being woefully spent, misspent, maybe even fraudulently spent. Baltimore County's traffic calming unit was found to have wasted over $125,000 through the wrong installation of at least two crosswalks that needed to be redone, and traffic calming devices being mistakenly installed on roads that did not qualify for those measures. We find out that between April of 24 and February of this year, the county's traffic calming unit administers neighborhood traffic management programs, wasted a total of $125,500 in a variety of ways. They did raised crosswalks where they shouldn't have gone. They did speed bumps on roads they should not have been placed on. which leads to the question, who's supervising these projects? And why aren't they being done correctly? One of the interesting notes here is that the Inspector General's report found that a county employee who was responsible for managing the program authorized the installation of traffic calming devices on a road where they and their family members had property interests. Well, that doesn't pass the smell test. At a minimum, this resulted in an appearance of a conflict of interest. Baltimore County Executive Kathy Stealthmeyer said that the county employee in charge of managing that program is no longer an employee of the county. Well, gee, that makes us feel so much better that we... Where do we go to get $125,000 back? Now, if that county employee had knowledge of this, I think you got to start making restitution. You got to start going after this money and claw it back. If a county employee, and I'm not saying I know for sure, but if any county employee is found to have misspent fraudulently, either intentionally or unintentionally, this money, they should be forced to make restitution. Then maybe they'd pay attention, right? Absolutely. Maybe then they'd pay attention to what's going on in the world.
No justice.
There are roads that you know, look, I'm not a big fan of speed bumps and the raised crosswalks and all that other stuff, but again, I do think there are roads that may or may not warrant it, but the fact that you're putting them in areas that would benefit you personally, I mean, I think that's actually might even be criminal charges.
Mm-hmm.
Involved in that. So that's where the restitution would come in. We'll have to wait and see on that. And still to come, Maryland's handed out $6 million to a small nonprofit with absolutely no tax records and zero employees since 2022. And that was Governor Moore when he was in a shouting match with President Trump. We'll tell you about that. Coming up in just a second, it's 8:13 traffic and weather coming up on the threes. I'll start with your weather. Mostly cloudy and cool today. Highs in the upper 50s. Winds will be up to 20 miles per hour. It will be breezy a little bit later on this evening in the mid-40s. Tomorrow starts mostly cloudy, but we're expecting some rain to arrive a little bit later on. Right now, partly cloudy, 43 in Glen Burnie, and it is 41 in Parkfield. Now with traffic, here's Chuck Whitaker.
That late slowing on 95, we actually had activity on both sides of the roadway. We saw the first wreck, which was southbound at Moravia Road. There was a dump truck involved there on the right side, and then the medic unit pulled up. And then there was an incident on the northbound side coming up from the Eastern Avenue Bridge. So again, right in that area from the city line, and then moving southbound from there, and then northbound from Eastern Avenue coming up to the city-county line. Be prepared for that delay. The Beltway Northeast side improved, which was indicating most of that wreck had pretty much cleared on the outer loop at Bel Air Road. We still have delays from Parkville to Towson, the inner loop through Pikesville, and it's always been pretty much every morning the same story, 795 down through Frederick Road on the west side. Last check on the JFX, busy, but with the lanes open from Ruxton Road through the city-county line. City police about 15 minutes ago reported a wreck on Hilton Parkway between North Avenue and Edmondson Avenue, of course, over on the west side. Definitely a heads up for that. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. We gave it to you already, and it is going to, again, be cloudy and cool today with the highs in the upper 50s. So hang in there. A little bit breezy rain on the way, but maybe later tomorrow afternoon or evening. It is time for the birthplace of the Star-Spangled Banner, Fort McHenry in Baltimore, for our America 250 birthday celebration update. Next Independence Day will officially be 250 years old, and it was on this date, 1636. Harvard College, which is now as Harvard University, was founded in Massachusetts. It was founded as a religious college and institution, and my, how the founding fathers of Harvard would be shocked to learn that they now are probably one of the ground zero, one of the most anti-Semitic schools in the entire good old U.S. of A. 1886, the Statue of Liberty, a gift from a friendship from the people of France to the United States, was dedicated in New York Harbor by U.S. President Grover Cleveland. It was on this day in 1919, we passed the Volstead Act, and that was prohibited the use of alcoholic beverages. Prohibition would officially be ushered in the era of bootleg liquor, when people would whisper passwords through the speakeasy doors, and flappers ruled the dance floor. Mobsters like Al Capone made millions and millions of dollars from a thirsty public, and the ban on booze lasted more than 10 years. Congress didn't repeal it until 1933. And a guy, a patriarch of a Massachusetts family, made his money on bootlegging. His name was Joseph Kennedy Sr. 1929, Black Monday saw another massive stock market upheaval. Another day in the Wall Street crash of 1929. And finally, it was on this day in 1962 that Russian President Nikita Khrushchev announced all the Soviet offensive missiles that were placed strategically in Cuba would be removed, thus ending officially the Cuban Missile Crisis. So there you have it. And look at our history. It's been a grand... It's only been 250 years, hard to believe. Some of these other countries have been thousands of years old. Look how far we've come. Look how much we've done in just 250 years. It's all... I really thank God that President Trump is in office for this 250th birthday celebration. Yeah, every day is right. But specifically, I should say, for the America's birthday. It is just incredible. All right, it's 8:18, 18 minutes after the hour. Maryland awarded more than $6 million taxpayer dollars to a nonprofit that has not filed a record of its spending since 2022. And that, you might think, has raised a bunch of concerns from transparency experts, to say the least. But these nonprofits, there are thousands of them. I think there's 8,000 nonprofits in Maryland. And recently, a report out that 581 of those 8,000 were financially delinquent on their reports. But this, to me, is a very interesting one, because this has ties to both Mayor Scott and to Governor Moore, this nonprofit agency called We Are Us. Now, back in the couple of months ago, you had President Trump and Governor Moore going at it about whether or not the National Guard would be deployed to Baltimore and to come to Maryland, and they were going back and forth at it, and it's all about public safety. And Moore publicly opposed Trump's plan to deploy the National Guard, as well as his, wanting to put boots on the ground here in Baltimore. So the governor put his political muscle behind a plan to award $6 million in taxpayer money to a group called We Our Us, a nonprofit that would use the funds to engage justice-involved youth in Baltimore City. We Our Us is part of Mayor Scott's group violence reduction strategy. And what we find out from We Are Us, remember, $6 million, we find out their last tax form they filed in 2022 shows $328,000 in revenue, zero paid employees, and a part-time volunteer board. More than 60% of its listed spending was listed under other, with no further explanation as to where the money went. Once again, this is where these NGOs, these nonprofits, this is where Democrats go to launder money and to repay those that get out on the streets and drum up votes for them. And I think it's pretty much the same for this one. Maybe we'll have an official investigation into it. Maybe not. We shall see. It's 8:20 minutes after the hour. From the law offices, Michael A. Friedman is the lead counselor himself. Good morning, Michael.
Hey, good morning, Sean, and good morning, everybody out there. So this is called the Wave On accident. You're at a stop at a major intersection where there are four lanes, two going north, two going south, and you've got to get across. And the traffic is terrible. It's rush hour. But the guy who's sitting to your left on the main highway has been sitting there, and he sees you, and he does a very nice thing. He waves you on. He says, "I'm stopped. Come on. Go ahead."
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, he forgets the guy, the waver, that there's a lane to his left. And the people in the lane to his left do not see the waiver. And the traffic opens up, and a person in that lane goes ahead. And you've taken advantage of the waiver. You move out. You try to get across. And, of course, you're hit by the guy in that second lane. The fact that the first driver waved you on is no help whatsoever. It goes to the boulevard law. You didn't get across the boulevard. It's the same as if you stopped and looked both ways and don't see anybody, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, somebody appears and hits you. You're contributory negligent in Maryland. It's exactly the same way. If you're waved on by somebody doing a good Samaritan, letting you go, saying, hey, I'm going to stop and let you go, that does not hold water for the other lanes that have absolutely no idea that you've been waved on. So, again, when you come to an intersection and somebody waves you on, that's really nice, but look before you leap and make sure that that second lane next to him is available. Otherwise, you're going to be at fault for the accident. So we've had some weird ones over the past week. People taking advantage of our website, go to it, maflaw.com. Just shoot us an email, and Steve or myself or Rachel will get right back to you within the hour. And, of course, our phone's always available, 410-363-6848. And I hope everybody stays safe. It's going to get a little chilly. It's going to get a little rainy. Looks like winter's coming. But we'll hang in there. Sean, have a great week. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, Michael, thanks again. The Law Offices of Michael A. Friedman, 410-363-6848. Toll free, 1-800-782-7203. Online, maflaw.com. 823, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
Let him know. I'll do the traffic and weather. Okay. He wants me to do the law report?
Yeah.
Okay.
That might get really scary.
Yes. Well, at least now, see, I can bring him some business. I can tell him where the accidents are. He can run right out.
Right. I can see the judge now ordering the court. Yeah. I'll take two Big Macs and a large fry.
Sighty, Judge Wedgie.
The Twinkie's haunted.
Yes, I have another Twinkie. There's a fire call downtown Charles Street at Fayette Street, and the equipment should be there just about now. They just dispatched out a couple of minutes ago, so right there. I mean, it doesn't get much more downtown than that. So right there, Charles Street and Fayette, they're going to be queuing up there, and we'll let you know. There was a report there may be some smoke on the second floor in that building, which is a high rise, of course, so there may be something to it, and we'll keep an eye on that. Beltway's still slow. Most of the areas, and everybody's moving, but especially on the west side now, it's actually a little bit better here right before Security Boulevard, so that's not bad. But the inner loop through Pikesville still backed up. The Parkville side is still Bel Air Road, Hartford Road, around towards Providence Road. There are still two different accidents on 95 in the city. They're now on the shoulder southbound at Moravia Road. They're kind of crowding the right lane northbound as you're coming up from the Eastern Avenue Bridge. And, of course, we're then still slow southbound on the approaches to both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy, cool today in upper 50s, winds up to 20 miles an hour, breezy mid-40s tonight for the low. Right now, cloudy, 42 in Severn, and it is 40 in Bel Air. It's 825. You're listening to Casey and Company. We'll talk with Tony Lyons of the Maha Movement coming up right after the news at the bottom of the hour. I did hear from firefighter John here this morning regarding the speed bumps that we see in the roads and so on and so forth. And some of them are, you know, they have the they raised with a brick and they kind of are smoother. But some of them are just, they you feel like your suspension bottoming out when you go over them. I don't know who thought that would be a good idea, but I imagine having people, it's like as bad as going into a pothole. But he points out, and this is a great point, he says, as a firefighter for 30 plus years, I can also tell you that speed bumps being placed on roads greatly slow down emergency vehicles that are responding. In a life or death situation, seconds matter. Now the good thing is some places are putting speed bumps in that have two gaps towards the middle of the road. They're set at the width of a typical fire engine that as long as we can take the center of the road, we can go over those without slowing down. End of quote. Well, what about the ambulances and EMT and rescue squad vehicles? They're not as big, don't have the same axle as the fire engines do. I would think they would be just as important to get there when seconds matter. So I understand people want to slow everybody down, but I just think we need to rethink some of these speedboats. Now, the newer ones are a little bit more, not as, I think, physically damaging to your vehicle, but they do make you slow down. But it's sort of like you roll over them instead of coming to a jolt on some of these speed bumps. It's just incredible because you know, some of these things will throw your front end alignment completely out of whack, and that's, you know,
I've had it happen.
What is that, like $120 now to have your front end aligned in
at
a car?
Least.
Paz says AOC is trying to reach out to the New York Jewish population while campaigning for Mamdani, who supports the phrase "globalize the Intifada." Mamdani is not hiding who he is. Vote for him and you get what you deserve. Yeah, he's also refusing to call for Hamas to lay down their arms in Gaza. So, but this is what we have in America today in the Democrat Party. The Democrat Party has become a party of communists, of socialists, of Marxists, if you will. You look at Brandon Johnson in Chicago. We got this Omar Fateh in the Twin Cities, who is running for mayor up there, cut from the same ilk as Mamdani. You got Mamdani in New York, which is the financial capital of the United States, and for that matter, for the free world. And you're going to put it in the hands of an avowed, and he is. He's an admitted socialist. He doesn't like the word communist because he knows that has much more negative connotations than socialist, but he's endorsed by the Democrats, Socialists of America. He's endorsed by the Communist Party of the USA, and Hakeem Jeffries was recently the one to endorse him. So the Democrat Party, and we see it here in Maryland, we're seeing it elsewhere, it is moving way far to the left. I mean, I think, and they're going to stay there. And I think they're going to, as long as they stay there, they're going to lose national elections. They may have some success in local elections, like we've seen in the city of Baltimore. And elsewhere, but here in the state of Maryland, there you need to have a strong opposition in order to end this sort. And we had Dave Schultz on yesterday from the Precinct Strategy Movement, and and we had a number of people email and send in texts saying that they've tried that avenue to get people to attend precinct committee meetings, central committee meetings, etc. I did hear from one unidentified central committee member. He says it's tough sledding here in Maryland. You not only have to beat the Democrats, you have to beat the establishment rhino that basically the establishment rhino Republicans work as a protectorate for the Democrat Party. So that's one way of thinking of it, because that's what they do. They want to have their own little slice of the pie. It's not a big enough slice where they have any power, but it's their power, whatever slice they have, and they're not willing to give it up. And this individual said, look, there are a lot of people out there that have families, they have jobs, between going to church and volunteering with church activities and so on and so forth. They have very little time left. But here's what I would say to that. We're talking about maybe 1 3-hour meeting a month. One, I'm sure that you can carve it out. Maybe you give up one night of television. Maybe you give up one night of whatever, exercise. But you can't. It can't. Where there's a will, there is a way. And we're never going to reclaim the state of Maryland unless we get that, unless we start to use and utilize the precinct strategy here in the state of Maryland. All right, coming up next, the MAHA movement is growing strong. We'll have Tony Lyons from MAHA Action with us to talk about the war on processed food. It's 8:30. Time for the latest news headlines. Here's Maggie Hunter.
Good morning. Thanks. City police have arrested a suspect in connection with a deadly shooting in South Baltimore last week. 48-year-old Gerard Morris has been arrested in the October 23rd shooting death of a man in the 4100 block of Hyden Court. Police say officers arrested Gerard Morris in the 800 block of Glade Court, and he was taken to central booking where he was charged with first-degree murder and handgun violations. And Governor Moore has appointed Johnny Dorsey as acting secretary of the Maryland Department of Service and civic innovation. Dorsey's new role becomes effective on November 12th, and he will also serve as senior advisor to the governor. Moore says Dorsey has been the driving force behind many important initiatives, including the design and launch for new executive officers and departments. He also expresses gratitude to outgoing Secretary Paul Montero, who served as the department's secretary since its founding. He says Montero turned an idea into a statewide movement and built a foundation that will serve generations of Marylanders. And the Maryland Department of Health has launched a new data dashboard showing respiratory illness trends. The health department says it complements existing dashboards for respiratory illnesses and provides new information on RSV vaccination rates and the number of deaths from respiratory illness. Officials say Marylanders can use the new dashboard to make informed decisions when traveling or attending major events throughout the year. The dashboard combines COVID-19, flu and RSV data to show the impact of the respiratory illnesses. Health officials remind Marylanders that vaccination is the best protection against respiratory illnesses. And the city council is considering measures that aim to crack down on the way vape and smoke shops operate in Baltimore. 8:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Cold weather will be here before you know it. At the same time, power outages are on the rise. So here's an important question. If the power goes out when it's really cold, do you have a way to stay warm? If not, you've got to check out the Vesta off-grid space heater from My Patriot Supply. It's a compact, portable space heater that doesn't use electricity. It runs on something called canned heat, which is an indoor safe fuel. It's completely off-grid, and it can heat up a 200-square-foot room in a matter of minutes. With a Vesta stashed in your closet, you can rest easy, knowing you and your family will stay warm, even if the power goes out. Plus, it doubles as a stove to boil water or cook food without electricity or propane. The best part is, you can get a Vesta and a bunch of other free gifts when you order the Winter Prep Special from My Patriot Supply. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com to see everything included. This offer won't last long, and neither will this nice fall weather. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
8:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
95 in the city. Yet another problem. Looks like a broken down tractor trailer southbound near the ramp at Washington Boulevard and before you get out towards Caton Avenue. So right after 395, you'll see that on the right side. It's kind of adding to the heavy traffic there. On the northeast side of 95, accidents both sides of the road. Southbound at Moravia Road, northbound after Eastern Avenue, and we have the delays on both sides of the roadway. The 95 southbound backup is still from Moravia Road all the way to the Fort McHenry Tunnel, and 895 is still slowing from right around Pulaski Highway and the Erdman Avenue ramp. Just a reminder, for downtown, fire department had been investigating an alarm in a building at Charles Street at Fayette. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly cloudy and cool today. Also windy with winds gusting up to 20 miles an hour. A stray shower possible. Mostly cloudy tonight too, with lows falling into the breezy mid-40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
8:35 Sports brought to you by Grieven Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Game 4 of the 2025 World Series tonight in L.A. can't possibly live up to Game 3.
11:50 in Los Angeles.
Freeman sends a fly ball to center field. Varsho's going back before the clock strikes midnight. Freeman has ended it. It's a repeat hero with the last one.
Joe Davis had the call on Fox. That is not a once-in-a-lifetime moment for Freddie Freeman. That is at least a twice-in-a-lifetime moment. His second in 2 years as the Dodgers outlast the Jays 6-5 in 18 innings, a game that took 6 hours and 39 minutes, didn't end till about 3 a.m. Eastern time. Shohei Ohtani going 4-for-4 with 2 homers and 5 intentional walks last night, reaching base a World Series record 9 times, you heard it right, in a single game. And Shohei will take the hill tonight at 8 p.m. p.m. Truly an unbelievable World Series is unfolding. Orioles have their man. Craig Albernaz will be formally introduced 1 week from today as the team's next manager. Albernaz takes over for Tony Mancelino, whose future with the organization is TBD. MLB Network analyst Mark DeRosa says the team's future is bigger than Albernaz.
It's not up to him. It's up to the owner. It's up to Mike Elias. That window was wide the heck open.
Just 2 years ago.
Yeah. And why do I feel like why do I feel like they were shutting it with some of the moves they were making?
And that, at the end of the day, is the key question. What is team management going to give Albernaz to work with? Will they land that top of the rotation guy? Will they plunk that veteran power bat into the middle of the lineup? Ravens on a short week. They'll practice today. They'll head to Miami tomorrow. Lamar fully expected to play. Head coach John Harbaugh addressing Ronnie Stanley's status yesterday.
Ronnie's okay. Yeah, nothing along those lines. That should be a problem for Thursday. I say that, you know, because, you know, it's still only less than 24 hours. But we should be okay.
Maryland basketball, meanwhile, they got their first look at the new-look Terps last night in an exhibition game at the Xfinity Center against UMBC.
Maryland down by two. Turks in a three for the lead. He's got it! Big shot from number 11. George Turkson waking up the crowd.
Call on the Terrapin Sports Radio Network. Maryland eking out an 82-81 win last night. 6'9 center Pharrell Payne with 26 points and 9 rebounds. Dalen Dickerson led UMBC with 16. Happy birthday today to one of the greatest American male athletes of our time, turned transgender. Talking about Bruce/Caitlyn Jenner, Olympic gold medal decathlon winner in 1976, turned 76 today. He was born October 28th of 1949. The time now is 8:37, and that is Stein on Sports.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Now, back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
8:37, 23 before the hour of 9 o'clock. You know, you can't make America great again unless Americans are healthy again. And sad to say that the United States of America is the sickest developed nation in the world. Chronic disease rates are soaring. Heart attacks are still the number one killer of men and women. You've got chronic diabetes, chronic kidney disease. The numbers are just staggering and they're off the charts. And President Trump met up with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. To marry the MAGA and MAHA movements together. And joining us now on our hotline is Tony Lyons. He's the director of MAHA Action, a national movement dedicated reversing the chronic disease epidemic and driving meaningful reform in U.S. public health policy. He's also the president of Skyhorse Publishing. Tony, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
It's our pleasure. So, again, I think we'll start with processed food because I know that's the number one priority for the MAHA Action Movement. That's getting a clean, safe, and transparent food industry. So when we talk about processed food, what exactly? I mean, a lot of us know probably it's, you know, in our cakes and pastries and cookies and candies and so on and so forth, but there's much more to it, isn't it?
Yeah, so 70% of the food that we eat in this country is processed food. And all around the world, people eat, you know, whole food. They eat food that they go and buy on the day that they eat it. So, you know, we've become a country that is, you know, where our food is controlled by a very small number of companies that don't have our best interests at heart. They're making a ton of money on it. They're putting all kinds of chemicals in it. Thousands and thousands of chemicals that are banned all around the world. And, you know, we have to stop doing that or we're going to continue to be the unhealthiest people on the planet.
So you talk about chemicals, and you talk about dyes and petroleum byproducts, and I was shocked to learn some of these things. I've now become a label reader. It takes me much longer in the grocery store now to shop than it did before. But I think there's a movement back to organic, back to natural foods. And so I guess the best rule of thumb really is when you're looking at any kind of packaged food product, the less is better as far as ingredients, huh?
Yeah, that's definitely true. And what's been happening this year, I mean, it's really been an incredible year. You know, you don't read about it in any newspaper, but millions of Americans are changing the way that they eat, changing the way they look at drugs or vaccines or pesticides or any of these things that have been, you know, that have become delivery mechanisms for toxins and for unhealthy chemicals. And so I think people are reading labels, they're going back to gyms, they're thinking through their lives in an entirely different way. There's been an incredible, you know, progress made. But, you know, one of the problems is that nobody talks about it. That's part of the reason that I'm going on the show. But I think that you know, these companies have incredible power, incredible advertising and marketing power and power over politicians. So they want the American public to believe that everything's great and that we don't need change.
Yeah, you bring up that the food companies, Big Food, they have, look, I know they hired years ago food scientists, food chemists, and they wanted to make highly addictive foods that contained a lot of salt, sugar, and saturated fat, which we do know caused cravings. They're addictive. So how there's this compass that you mentioned, I think, in your book or in documents, called the Tufts Food Compass, which originally rated Lucky Charms as healthier than steak, believe it or not. The question here is, so does Ma have an alternative? Do we have a rating system where people, because look, a lot of people don't want to take the time to read labels. So is there some kind of rating system that you have that people can go to know how to eat healthier?
Yeah, we are working on that. I mean, part of the problem is that our government has been totally co-opted by these companies. So, you know, we've all been lied to. So the government actually has given us a food pyramid and guidelines that are misleading and dishonest. And the Trump administration has been really focused on updating those guidelines so that people can just go to a government website and get a better sense of what is smart to eat and what things to avoid. So I think that's going to be a big part of this puzzle. But it's a difficult job to figure out, you know, what you should feed to yourself, to your family, your children. And that's because these companies have just gotten to have so much power through advertising, through marketing, and through putting things in our food that give us these cravings that are then, you know, hard to stop, hard to, you know, hard to fight.
All right, more with Tony Lyons in just a moment. Maha Action is the group. We're talking about the definition of processed food, how to eat healthier and become healthier because you are what you eat. 843 traffic, weather on the threes. And with the update now, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
95, several areas a little bit slow in the city, southbound and northbound around Moravia Road. That's trying to get better now, but the southbound back up towards the Fort McHenry Tunnel is still there. It's slowing from Moravia Road and Eastern Avenue into the tunnel. 895, the old Harbor Tunnel, is still being delayed even before the O'Donnell Street ramp. JFX, we're looking at you live here. The expressway is clear from Ruxton Road down through the city county line, and most of the backing on the beltway is the normal delay. 795 down through Route 40, the interloop through Pikesville, that gets better after the JFX, and we're still slow from Harford Road to Providence Road on the northeast outer loop. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Mostly cloudy, cool today, upper 50s. Winds up to 20 miles an hour. Breezy tonight, mid 40s. Right now we're at 41 downtown Baltimore. Mostly cloudy and some sunshine for still is 41. On our newsmaker hotline, Tony Lyons of Maha Action. So how would you, Tony, define processed food?
Yeah, I mean, I would define processed food as food that's made in a factory, you know, where it's treated in such a way that it's kind of irreconcilable with its origin. So that, you know, when you go to a store and you buy fruit, vegetables, actual meat, you know, that's food that your body is trained to process, that your body knows what to do with. And when a food then is created in a factory, your body doesn't know what to do with it, doesn't know how to distribute the nutrients from it. So that's a big part of the problem. We're the one country on earth, really, that has such an incredibly high percentage of processed food. And we've been taught to think that we have to have it, that we have to eat processed food all the time, when in fact, it's not even cheaper. It's really gotten to the point where we've been fed this drug, we've been sold this drug that now we're addicted to, which doesn't even save us money. It harms our income, it harms our health. You know, there's no reason for it other than to make more money for a small number of very large companies.
Can people trust the organic food movement? I mean, I know there's been some, controversy over labeling what's organic, what isn't organic, and who's the watchdog over that.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there, you know, any time something is worth much more money when it's labeled in a certain way, there's going to be some corruption. But generally, organic food is obviously much healthier for you. Eating whole foods is obviously going to be much, much better for you. And it's not a question of being perfect. It's a question of lowering the toxic load. It's a question of generally becoming healthier. So taking fewer drugs, avoiding pesticides when you can, maybe taking fewer vaccines or spacing them out differently. You know, just doing a little bit better in every area. You know, getting rid of toxic food dyes, getting rid of as many chemicals as you can, because if your toxic load goes below a certain level, then I think your odds of developing a chronic disease go way, way down.
You know, I think you begin winning the argument when you see Big Food begin to change the way they do business. I recently saw a bag of potato chips in the store. It was advertising it is made with avocado oil, and you saw the three ingredients on the back. It was potatoes, salt, avocado oil. That was it. So when you see that, when you see some of these big food companies begin to take some of these dyes out, take some of these chemicals out, and have a more holistic, natural approach, do you think that the dynamic has begun to shift?
You know, that's a great point, because so much of the change has to come at the cultural level. There's only so much government can do, even if you have a government that really cares. And so what's happened is that there are all of these words, all of these new concepts that people are beginning to comprehend. So, you know, one year ago, nobody had really focused at all on seed oil. Nobody had heard words like metabolic health or petroleum-based food dyes. So there's, you know, or, you know, so many different things. And so when it changes at the cultural level, people begin to demand different things. And when big corporations see that people won't buy certain products, then they make different products. They make better products. And that's how change really happens.
And, Maha, what are you doing as far as the genetically modified foods, which concern a lot of consumers as well?
Yeah, I mean, the question with genetically modified foods is, you know, is the testing done well? And, you know, that's the big problem, is that we've had testing done in all areas, whether it's food, vaccines, drugs, pesticides, that's been mostly funded by the companies that benefit from it. And so what Secretary Kennedy and what Donald Trump and their whole teams have really focused on is radical transparency. Because I think, and they think, that if you can really get the information that's accurate about the impact on health, then you can make better decisions on a societal basis. And that's the issue, is that we have fake studies, we have fake science, we have, you know, fake news. We've been lied to. It's not our fault. We need better transparency, and then we'll all make better decisions.
Very good. So for our listeners, what are your socials? Where do they go to get more information? How do they follow you?
Yeah, the best place is mahaaction.com.
Maha, M-A-H-A, action.com. Tony Lyons from Maha Action, thanks so much for leading the charge for a healthier America. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, 8:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. It really does. I got to tell you something, just from a personal standpoint, I began to change the way I eat and the way I live. Because, you know, when you get up early and it's a long day and you want to feel healthy, I just feel better. I have more energy, and I feel a heck of a lot better when a lot of food that you do eat, these processed foods, you'll feel lethargic, you have fatigue, you get tired after you eat. You will notice an increased energy spark, and you just will feel better when you eat healthier. It's just an amazing transition. So, again, I would highly recommend it, and you get more information at MahaAction.com. It's 8:50. Town Appliance is a great place to go, and they're sponsoring our feel good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
Well, an eighth grader in California, his name is Kevin Tang, just named America's top young scientist. Eighth grade now. What are you, 14? In 2025 for an invention inspired by his grandmother. It's called Fall Guard. It uses cameras and AI to detect if somebody falls and they need to get help. The title won him a $25,000 grand prize. Here's Kevin talking about his invention, Fall Guard.
Oh, my grandma fell in this kitchen. But by the time we noticed and called 911, it was already too late, which left her with permanent brain damages. That's why I invented Fall Guard, which is a real-time fall detection system.
Once a fall is detected, a notification is sent immediately to a family member through email. I am also developing a mobile app with a real-time push notifications. My goal is to integrate directly with 911 or emergency service providers, ensuring fast responses and help.
Wow. Eighth grade. Our Feel Good News segment brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road and Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs.
Hi, it's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance in Owings Mills. You're going to meet Mayor and Mayor, and they'll help you make the best choice. Whether you're remodeling or replacing, they'll guide you through all their brands, like Electrolux and Frigidaire. Over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget, they will customize it just for you. This is a family-run store that actually treats you like family. Skip the big box chaos, and take it from me. Once you walk into their showroom, be prepared to be amazed, like I was. TownAppliance.com, powered by family, trusted by yours.
You believe everyone deserves a second chance. Sharp Dressed Man does too. Sharp Dressed Man supports individuals returning to our community with the clothing they need to re-enter the workforce with dignity. November 22nd, our 2025 Holiday Gala brings together hearts and hands to uplift neighbors who need support. Join us in celebrating transformation, rebuilding lives, and restoring hope. Visit SharpDressedMan.org to learn more. Sharp Dressed Man, putting dignity back into the journey.
Farmers and ranchers, when it's time to buy or sell ag equipment, think Purple Wave Auction. We're your go-to online marketplace for tractors, combines, sprayers, and more. With our no-reserve policy, every item sells to the highest bidder. Experience the Purple Wave difference. Nationwide reach with a local touch. Purple Wave Auction. Whether you're expanding your operation or streamlining your fleet, we've got you covered. Visit purplewave.com today. Fuel your farm with Purple Wave Auction.
The Rob Carson Show.
No King's rallies consist of mostly educated white women and breaks down their psychopathy. Maybe she needs to adopt another cat.
Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 8:53, traffic and weather 3's final report this morning, and here with the latest, Lug Nuts Johnson.
Southwest side of the Beltway might be a little bit slow. The camera is out back at 695 and I-97. There was a report of a wreck on the interloop before the VW Parkway, so that southwest corner, if you're coming up from I-97, that might still be a bit slow, but I can tell you, once you clear the parkway, the interloop is clear, heading up towards 895 and up towards the ramps at I-95. Rest of the Beltway, yeah, most of the normal delays still there. Parkville side, interloop through Green Spring, the west side was improving, coming south from 795 and down through there. We're still being delayed from earlier problems southbound going into both the harbor tunnels, and then after that, after 395, there was a tractor trailer stopped on the right side, and they were kind of looking at that going south on 95 through there, and one late wreck from Anne Arundel County westbound Route 100 in the area at Oakwood Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Today's traffic update is sponsored by Michael's Cafe. Family owned, locally loved.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy, cool today, upper 50s, winds up to 20 miles per hour, breezy, mid-40s tonight, and then tomorrow, cloudy, rain arrives later in the day. Right now, 44 and cloudy in the city, and it is sunny, 41 in Reisterstown. Kim Klasick Live is coming up next. Morning, Kim.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
We're doing fine, thanks.
All right, lots to talk about. Still a lot of local news. Not sure if you saw the Climate Reliance Group. Did you see where they confronted Governor Westmoreland?
No, yeah, we played the audio yesterday morning.
Okay, yeah.
I think the big takeaway of all that is you got Westmore in the home of an ExxonMobil lobbyist.
Yes, yes, that, and they forcibly removed the guy like he was some king.
Yeah.
No? No kings. I thought that's what they wanted. No kings. Well, anyways, we're going to talk about that today. Also, a WCBM making a lot of waves on Facebook with the Brandon's meeting post.
Yes.
That was great. But I did take away some audio from that meeting. You know, I noticed that Stephanie Mavronis with Monzi is still lying about their partnership with the state's attorney's office. Because Ivan Bates has already confirmed that they're not working together. So we'll talk about that in detail. Obviously, the big race in Virginia, that's the question of the day. Who's going to win the governor's race? Is it going to be Spanberger? Is it going to be Winsome Sears?
She had a double-digit lead, but both the candidates in Jersey, Chitterelli, and the Winsome Earl Sears were trailing badly, but they're closing the gap.
Oh, yeah.
And the question is, you know, can they do it in time?
Right. That is the question. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of people are still talking about the mayoral race. I don't see that changing much. But Andrew Cuomo. Yeah.
Now it comes out, his whole 9/11 thing was a lie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Now it's not the auntie. It's a distant cousin.
It's a distant cousin. And so, you know, again, these are manufactured candidates. Everything is propaganda. And I think New Yorkers are pretty savvy. So we'll see what happens there. I think the turnout is interesting because normally the turnout is very low. The turnout in the first 3 or 4 days has been off the charts. Yeah. And I don't think these are socialists coming out to vote for Mamdani. I think people are waking up, hopefully realizing that this, you know, you don't want the financial capital of the world being run by a communist.
Yeah. Well, Andrew Cuomo, to give him credit, he has, you know, closed the gap pretty quickly. I don't know if he can pull it off, like you said, about the other races. I don't know if there's enough time. And then also we're going to talk about the transmission lines and how PSEG, they want to survey your land without you being able to enjoy hunting season.
Mm-hmm.
Are they going to get the courts to decide in their favor?
Well, they've already violated our Fifth Amendment, so I guess they're after the Second Amendment now.
I mean, this is so ridiculous, but we'll talk about all that more.
All right, Kim Klasick Live coming up next.
Thanks.
Right after the 9 o'clock news, the violent left is at it again. An anarchist busted by the feds for allegedly putting a $45,000 hit on Pam Bondi. Tyler Avalos of Minnesota, after a tipster alerted the feds on a murder-for-hire plot. This guy has a history of stalking, domestic battery, multi-state convictions in Florida, as well as in Minnesota. So, again, an eagle-eyed TikToker turned him in. But an anarchist, self-avowed anarchist, a Muslim convert in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, by the name of Alexander Mercurio, pleaded guilty to planning a series of terrorist attacks on local churches. He planned to incapacitate people by beating them with a metal pipe and then slitting their throats with a knife or machete and then start fires inside the church. This is your modern Democrat Party, folks. These are all registered Democrats. A far-left American activist has called for pro-Hamas terrorists to murder Israeli diplomats while lauding a gunman who killed two staffers from the Israeli embassy in D.C. earlier this year. Kala Walsh, a member of the Massachusetts branch of the group Peace Action and founder of Palestine Action U.S., appeared on the Wartime Cafe podcast, and where she lauded Elias Rodriguez for shooting two Israeli embassy staffers and called for the murder of all Israeli diplomats. Again, this is your modern Democrat Party. They won't stop it. They won't tamp it down. In fact, they're going in the opposite direction. So be forewarned. Don't forget the best of Casey and Company each and every day. WCBM.com, our Rumble Facebook pages, brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. Stay tuned for Kim Clayson coming up live. We're back bright and early, 6 a.m. here on CBM, first thing tomorrow morning. And until then, make sure God bless our troops and God bless America. We'll see you in the morning.
This is the right choice for Maryland.